Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. It is a delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are this very second, this very minute, because we are live and direct from the restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. Maybe that is why you are listening. And that is why this is Radio Biafra. Because without this very noble enterprise, without this very effort, what we are pursuing will not materialize. Biafra will not come. But it will come not because of anything extraordinary that we have done, not because we are righteous, not because we are incorruptible, not because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. It will come because Chukwu Abiamanyinefufufu is God, and He will have mercy upon us. It's as simple as that. Because He doesn't change. Because like man, He does not prevaricate. Because Chukwu Abiama will always keep His word, even if heaven and earth will pass away. That is why I hold on very tenaciously to the promise that this Creator and creation Himself gave to us in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. If you do not worship anything else but Me, I will bless you. If you worship anything else apart from Me, I will destroy you. That destruction is what we are facing today. That destruction is what we're encountering as a people. But not minding any of those, we have placed our faith, our belief inexorably in the capable redeeming grace of the Almighty God in heaven, Chukwu Abiama. And we shall be free. Just watch and see what is going to happen. This is 2015. This year, we are going to march. Our armies are assembling all over the world. Those of you coming back, I welcome you. Those from Austria, those from the United Arab Emirates, I welcome all of you. Chukwu Abiama is your God. You have said something and you have done it. Therefore, my respect for you people knows no bounds. The cowards can now recline even further into their cowardly shell, because genuine Biafrans are arriving from all over the world to join night to some of you, especially those in the far eastern part of the world. And I must single out for very special mention, I must single out those, not just one country, those of you in Japan, those of you in China, the ones in Taiwan. Isn't it strange how people recover themselves very, very quickly? That we are here today, according to what our Asia rep have just told us, that even China have now paid their monthly dues and they are struggling to ensure that they pay their defense fund. Can you believe that? That is to show that on Radio Biafra, once you stay on the truth, you don't deviate, you don't prevaricate, you don't dance about, that eventually that very viewpoint will prevail. As today, I don't even know that Buhari, I know people listen to Radio Biafra, I know everybody does. Even Buhari took it literally. When we say that monkeys are Nigerians, people thought we were joking. Every Nigerian is a monkey. Do you know what Buhari did? Buhari went to Benin and dressed up a monkey in PDP clothes and brought the monkey on the stage to say these are PDP people, which are Nigerians. Oh my goodness me. For the benefit of those who have not seen this, I posted it on my Facebook page. It is also on Radio Biafra London. I have posted it on Radio Biafra page as well. The group is there, Radio Biafra London. The page is called Just Radio Biafra. And is also on my personal wall.
When fiction surpasses even the truth itself. That Buhari, in his infinite understanding, agreed with Radio Biafra editorial stance that every Nigerian is a monkey. He proved it in Benin. I'm not joking. I'm not belittling. I mean, just go and see it for yourself. Even when things matter to us, it may not matter to other people, but with the passage of time, somehow, miraculously, people begin to wake up. That goes to show that even Buhari listens to Radio Biafra because they are monkeys. And he has obliged. People think that because we are Igbo people, Amon Namde Kanu is UCHMFO, Engineer Anya, Uchenna Siebu, they think somehow that because of these names, what can they do? But Radio Biafra is formidable. Believe you me, we are awesome. Awesome. Do you know how many people are looking for me to assassinate me here? Do you know how many of them who are looking for me here to kill me? Oh God, I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for these people. Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come and work for him. And it is for Chukwu Abiyama I will do this very job. And Biafra will come under our watch. That is why wherever you are, we must welcome you. We will ask you to welcome other people as well. In the process, please direct them to the very portal, the very website, direct them to the very channel, the station through which this very gospel is being received right across the face of the planet. Because when they listen to us, they know they have come to the home of the truth. When they listen to us, they know we are exceptionally incredible. They know we are beyond corruption, incorruptible. It took some people in China some time to see the truth. Those of them in Japan to see kahahun kebeziyoku nihineziyoku nagbakonwa. And they have recovered themselves and they have returned to this very family where they belong. Not the traitors, the saboteurs and the backstabbers. One strike and you're out. You will never ever be forgiven. That's how we are here. We give you all the leeway in the world. We allow you everything, and I must include Qatar in that as well. UAE, Qatar. People are responding. Why won't you respond? Biafra is not my property, does not belong to me, belongs to all of you. And together we are going to liberate her from the clutches of iniquity, darkness, and evil. Light must prevail because we have descended from the sun itself, the children of the light. Anyanwu. That is why some people have the surname Anyanwu. Don't you know that? What do you think it means? What do you think it means? Through the names we give our children, we leave clues as to who we are, where we come from. Descended from heaven itself. Anyanwu. Have you ever met the eye of the sun? Anyanwu. That's what we answer. Because we are the children of the light. That is why the rising sun is on your flag. To remind you who you are. That light that is there reminds you to speak the truth always. It doesn't matter who is upset. That is the meaning of the light in your flag. The tricolor of the rising sun. Very cleverly positioned where there is darkness. Because anywhere there is darkness, we bring light. And here on Radio Biafra is where we praise Chukwu Abiyama. We worship him here on this very platform. In truth and honesty. We don't prevaricate, we don't retreat. Anything we tell you, we do. I want our people to go away from this very encounter and experience with IPOB Radio Biafra with one thing. We are even restoring the faith that is lost amongst Igbo people. We want to prove to people that there are decent men and women that bear Igbo names. I'm not saying I'm Igbo, I'm not. I'm a Biafran. There are decent people. Anything they say they are going to do, they do it. That is how we wish to be remembered. And that is how we want Biafra to be known by. That this is a country of people, a nation of determined and dedicated individuals who, when they say something, invariably accomplish it. We are very strong. Believe you me. We represent the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on the face of this very planet. We are very, very strong. What we are doing right now, this very minute, Radio Nigeria can never do it. We are simulcasting on CHK 97.6. We are on satellite, on 7 satellites for that matter. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4. On 7. AIT is only on 1. NTA is only on 1 satellite. Radio Biafra is on 7 satellites. Arabsat, Eutelsat, Amos 1, 2, and 5. I cannot finish naming all the satellites. I'm sure Chibeze will give them to me. We are everywhere. And we are also online. Without Radio Biafra and what we have done, this craze and madness, this awareness that have exploded all over the world about Biafra wouldn't be there. It was that explosion of excitement that we took into the 30th of May of last year that the whole world stood to attention to acknowledge that there is a country called Biafra. We made it possible. Not by our own strength, but through the grace of Chukwu Abiama. And to him we offer every praise this evening, as always, to come, to guide, to protect, to look upon his children, remember his promise to us, and please have mercy. Have mercy upon ignorant Igbo people. They are hopeless and useless. Chukwu Abiama, please forgive them. Forgive them. For they are really, really foolish. We have come to cure them of their illness. Envy, greed, and jealousy in an Igbo person, we will remove it. Trust me, we will. Eventually, we will. We have come to bring in light instead of darkness. We have come to restore hope where once, now, currently, there is hopelessness. We have come to bring self-assurance. We have brought the confidence of our people back to stand up and defeat anybody in any debate or argument concerning the zoo called Nigeria and Biafra. Nobody challenges us anymore. Thanks to what we are able to accomplish here. Thanks to heaven itself. Thanks to all of you that made Radio Biafra IPO be the global phenomenon that it is. That people who are not Biafrans, every day, the same way you look forward to Radio Biafra broadcast is how they also look forward to it. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the director of Radio Biafra. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man. Man did not ask me to do this. Chukwu Abiama did. By his grace and grace alone, I will now and always for the rest of the days of my life remain a humble, dedicated and loyal servant of the indigenous people of Biafra. It is my job and I will do it. I will not fail you. Some of you have failed me already. Some of you have failed already. You have fallen by the wayside. The spirit of Judas went inside you and you fell by the wayside. Chukwu Abiama removed you, not me. Because I cannot see the hearts of men, but Chukwu Abiama can. In the end, Biafra will come. And every generation that will come after us will remember those that did this very work. And that is how you get your immortality. And that is your only reward. That you will be remembered as those that fought and liberated the land that belongs to heaven. And handed it back to heaven as well. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you as always. We observe every protocol on this very platform. Therefore, I can categorically assure you without any shred of doubt that this evening, like any other evening, our lines will open following the expiry of following the presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Having successfully concluded that, we will then gingerly proceed to open up our lines to allow you to speak your mind, to allow you to address the whole of humanity. When you speak on Radio Biafra, the whole world is listening. Everybody, the whole world is listening. Why are they listening? Because you cannot get the truth anywhere else. Here we speak it. If my father does something wrong, I will say it on the air. If they do something nice, I will praise them on the air. That is how we are. We never change. And we will never change. We will never lie. We will never deceive.
We will never ever prevaricate. We will not retreat. And we can never ever surrender. That I can assure you. We will not fail you. We live in an era when people lie, cheat with the name of God, in the name or in the shape of Pentecostalism. We live in an era when people basically toy about with confidence reposed in them, as was the case by things that we do not have. Anything we have is enough for us. If it is small, we manage it that way. It doesn't really matter. And we keep going forward. Our program this evening may cut, as usual. We have tried the best we can to fix this very problem. We continue to encounter it. We are working on something far more fundamental to make sure that we overcome this very problem once and for all. This is Radio Biafra. Please tell your friends and your family. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will please ask them to go to ipob.org. If they go to tunein.com, we are there. If they're given the rather ridiculously laughable limitations of communications infrastructure in the Zoological Republic, given the fact that these very zoo do not, I mean, they don't possess any reliable telecommunications infrastructure, I'm afraid these problems are bound to persist until we deal with it decisively and comprehensively once and for all, that we may be able to broadcast without any break. We ask you to persevere with us. Don't adjust your dial. Do not go away. It is cutting, that I know for sure, but we must continue. This very effort must continue. Last night, we surprised people. Last night, we also, the UHMFO is telling me that it's breaking. It will break from time to time, but as time goes on, it will improve. As the criminal they have given money to try and stop us goes to sleep, he will forget that we are also scouting them as well, and that we know what they are doing. With time, it is going to improve. That I know for sure. It is going to improve. This is Radio Biafra. Please, please, please endeavor to tweet every blessed Tuesday. That is how we reach the world. BBC will not carry our news because we are not killers and murderers. CNN, you know, now bloodletting is fashionable. Beheading is a very fashionable news. If we don't go out to behead people, nobody will talk about Biafra, but heaven forbid, we are not like that. We are not built that way. We are not terrorists. We are freedom fighters. We are the liberators of our land, and that is how it is going to be. Therefore, please, please, please do not despair. Do not despair. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are coming to you from Biafra land. Our lines will be open after the news presentation. Therefore, once again, I welcome each and every one of you. And I will, at this very point in time, proceed to present Biafran family where you are. Start one immediately. Start one immediately. And I will announce again, if you are a national coordinator, if you are a principal officer of state of the indigenous people of Biafra, you must, M-U-S-T, pay your defense fund. I am not a hypocrite. I will not allow hypocrisy to exist within our ranks. Anything we ask other people to do, we must and should be able to do it ourselves also. Every coordinator, zonal coordinator, principal officer of state, as long as you are serving Biafra, it does not matter in whatever capacity. You must have your receipt with you that you contributed to the defense fund. You cannot take glory or accept glory where you have not done anything. You must, as a matter of course, as a duty of conscience and self-preservation, make sure you contribute to the defense fund. If not, I have said it before and I'll say it again. Any national coordinator, don't force me to announce your names on the air. If you have any special extenuating circumstance that prevents you from doing that, contact our sister Nenayanya, who is our chief finance officer in Germany. IPOB, all over the world, financially speaking, is headquartered in Germany. Speak to her if you have a special case. Don't allow me to come on air to announce who you are. This is not going to be another Nigeria. We are people say one thing and do another. This is Biafra. We are not the zoo. Every leader, nobody will talk about you. If you remain and keep claiming that you are a national coordinator, I will announce your name on the air and I will remove you. If you remain, regardless of your capacity, I must warn, regardless of your capacity in whatever office you find yourself in, if you have not paid your defense fund, you shouldn't be here. Because we're not joking. Some of you will know that when I returned home, there was no breakage. We can run a whole broadcast without any difficulties. But all of a sudden, the gates of hell opened. They started to interfere with our broadcast. They started to make things difficult for us. Therefore, it will break from time to time. Lack of electricity, lack of viable telecommunications infrastructure. The system of broadcast that we use is so sophisticated that if we are based outside, for instance, this is what we encounter. We are on air for 5, 6, 10 minutes, and then after that, the whole thing cuts off again. That is the problem we are having. This cutting problem is a major, 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 major issue. And our people must bear with us. It is not our fault. It's nothing that we have done. It's just that all the telecommunication companies in the zoo, they have taken money from Jonathan to identify the IP address that Radio Biafra is broadcasting from and to destroy it. That is what they're doing. So that is why our broadcast is cutting. Nothing more, nothing less. They don't want the world to hear the truth. They don't want us to preach the gospel of Chukwu Abiama. They don't want all of you contributing all over the world to continue to contribute to this very program by airing your views and your opinions. They want to stifle debate. Very important. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Wherever you are around the globe, once again, we must welcome you. Our lines are cutting. I understand that. But please do try and bear with us. Try and bear with us, please, that this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. This very effort must continue. We are unrelenting. We are not going to stop, regardless of what the enemy does. This very effort must continue. We are asking anybody, if you cannot listen to Radio Biafra where you are at the moment, please go somewhere else and do so. Look for www.radiobiafra.co. You will also be able to go to ipob.org. Even if you were to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, biafratelevision.co. Very, very important. If you go there, you will get us. That is what we are doing this evening. Those of you on satellite, we are hoping that there will no more be any breakages. If there are, we will bring it to your attention. We have temporarily suspended rblworld.tv to try and see if we can improve our signal strength on other platforms as well. If you know anybody listening on rblworld.tv, please ask them to switch to another location. Ask them to go to another portal, please. They will be able to get us there. We are trying to concentrate every ounce of strength we can muster on one channel, because previously we have been broadcasting on two channels. Now we are on one channel, please, to try and see if it will hold, because that is our satellite channel, and from there we feed into all the CHK relay stations that we have dotted around Biafra land, please. You must try and bear with us. And it seems to be holding up, and we hope that it does continue. If you have difficulties anywhere, please go to tunein.com as well. Please, tunein.com. Go to radioforest.net. In all those places, you will be able to find Radio Biafra. And we hope that this will be able to hold. Running two channels is always a problem. We now believe that this may be holding from, you know, I don't know. We think that this will hold. That is what I know for sure. Please get people to switch over from RBL World. Switch them over, please. Every admin listening, our admins must go to work. Switch over from rblworld.tv towards any other portal, radiobiafra.co. Very, very important. Let them go to tunein.com. Let them also go to radioforest.net. They can also go to any of the IPOBs, including indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. There they will be able to get us. It would not affect those listening on CHK 97.6. Neither will it affect those listening via satellite. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding. And Chukwu Abiama is indeed our God, because I can see now that we have slightly stabilized for a short while. I hope it continues. Please, please, please make that very, very important amendment to our announcement that people should leave rblworld.tv for now. And please, please, please go to any of the previous ones. There it is steady. There we are streaming. There we are coming to you live, very clear and direct. Once again, this election does not look good for the zoo. Postpone it, according to United States ex-ambassador. These are the people that come here. They give them oil wells. They understand the zoo more than anybody else. They are now saying that the election must be postponed. If this election goes ahead, I want you, all of you listening to Radio Biafra, all you die-hard, hardcore Biafrans, especially those that stayed with me up until 2 a.m. this very morning. We were broadcasting till 2:30 a.m. in the morning, because we said we must preach the gospel, and we did so. This evening, regardless of what they do, this gospel must also be preached. And please, it is holding. Get, transfer everybody over to radiobiafra.co, tunein.com, radioforest.net. Get people to go to ipob.org. Get them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Those lines are working perfectly fine. From what I can see here, no breakages. Please, the same should be for satellite and, by inference, CHK 97.6 relay stations as well. For those of you listening there, we welcome each and every one of you once again. United States ex-ambassador warns, do not, he's warning Jonathan. Jonathan, don't hold elections. But Jonathan will go ahead. He will hold election. Many of you will die. I'm telling you, mark it somewhere. Many of you will die. You will perish. Why will you perish? Because you do not listen. Because the evil spirit inside you will not allow you to listen to the truth, to appreciate the need to embrace truth and honesty. Because truth is life. That is why they say where we come from, Ezioku Bundu. Truth is like Ezioku, to speak what you see without being afraid of anybody. The truth we are telling you today is that this zoo is finished this year. Nigeria will break this year. That is certain. Everybody knows that. Although they live in denial. Many of you will die out of ignorance. Why will you die? As long as this election goes ahead, you will perish. Let me tell you, Boko Haram have devised a way of bombing queue lines during election. They will use cattle, they will use explosive laden cars, they will do all of those things to, if you queue to vote, you will die. If Jonathan emerges the winner, there will be war. If Buhari wins, there will be war. I don't know if you understand. CIA have looked at it and have advised them to postpone. And they say if you postpone, you know those fat, useless men they call chief of air staff and naval staff, you know, the so-called military, they will take over. This zoo must be placed under emergency conditions and the terms of disintegration discussed amicably, or else by those of you that will go, because I will not go. Once it is peace, I'm not interested. I believe in war. Because isn't it ironic that all the people that make headway in life are those who are violent? All the countries of the world, look at Fulani people. Fulani people don't enjoy oil wells today in Biafra land because they're peaceful people. They came and conquered Hausa people. They are not peaceful. That is why today they have oil wells. That is why today Dangote is the richest black man in the whole world. Why? Because the forebears, they fought, they defeated many people, and they stole all their belongings. That's all. Why do you think Danjuma can get up and say to our Biafran brothers, oh, don't say anything about, going to war, when Boko Haram is already at war? Why don't you go and arrest Shekau? No, they will not arrest him. But you want them to come and arrest the ex-militant leaders of Niger Delta. But Boko Haram is actually doing the killing. You've not called for Shekau to be arrested. But you're calling for Asare Dokubo to be arrested with the rest of them. The zoo itself. The zoo. That is why at least I like Buhari for what he did. Reminding everybody that you are all monkeys. Unfortunately. Monkey Kunubo. That is the truth. And here we speak the truth. And the truth must prevail. I am live. Please, I need confirmation, please, that people can still receive Radio Biafra. I need confirmation because I'm hearing that nothing is happening, which I find rather very, very shocking. I need confirmation that people are listening. I need confirmation that people are listening because we are okay. We are okay. We are fine. We are fine on one channel. That channel is radiobiafra.co. That channel is also tunein.com. That same channel is ipob.org. When we deem it necessary, we shall switch back to the other lines as well. But for now, we have narrowed down our options, and that is what we are doing right now at this very place. Somebody's advising me to saying, as you reduce the volume of my voice, as you talk very slowly, because when I start to speak, it will break. No, it is not that. They don't want us to preach the gospel. They don't want the word of God to be heard. But thank you, Amechi Chibuzo. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We need to continue. We must continue. We are live. There is confirmation that we are live. There is no problem. We are proceeding. There is no problem on that very front. We are proceeding because Chukwu Abiama is God. We are also reporting by way of headline, INEC must not fail Nigerians according to the international community. I don't know why they take so much interest in the zoo. Is it because Britain is panicking? Because all of you should prepare. Once there is war here, all your asylum claims in the United Kingdom will be granted. Anywhere you are in the world seeking asylum, once there is war in the zoo, your papers will be granted. If you are in detention, you'll be released. Why? Because you don't have anywhere to go to anymore. So it is in the interest of some people that war breaks out here very, very soon. And there will be war. I can tell you that categorically, there will be war. Forget about what they tell you. Those of them in Pentecostal churches, they tell you all this manner of rubbish so that you can keep, obviously, building new universities for their children every blessed year. But there will be war here. And at least all of those of you who are in detention all over the world due to one immigration problem or the other, you will be released because nobody will have anywhere to deport you to anymore. And Britain will receive 60 million people knocking on their doorstep for the nonsense they created. I read an article today where somebody talked about the exploits of Frederick Lugard and the fact that he is best known for the creation of Nigeria. God did not create the zoo. Frederick Lugard did. That is a historical fact. Because when God creates a people, he gives them common value system, common culture, common language, common food, common way of dressing, tolerance, understanding in the way they understand it. That is why Niger Republic and Sokoto, they are the same people. There is no difference. They understand each other. But for somebody to come from Sokoto or Biu, whatever they call it, to tell me that somebody from Bende is related to him, not the person from Niger, you are insane. You are not well. That is the type of ignorance we challenge on Radio Biafra. When we urge you to think, not to think and to be gossiping, no. We are asking you to think and make use of your faculties. Ask yourself a simple question. There is a Yoruba man in Porto-Novo, in Benin Republic. There is a Yoruba man in Badagry. They are from the same village, the same people, the same, everything is the same. Until the French people came, white people. Then the English came. The English and the French decided to divide the Yoruba people into three, into four, into five, into six. Now, the Yoruba man in Porto-Novo speaks Yoruba language perfectly well. Understands the person in Badagry. They wear the same clothes, eat the same food, the same culture, everything is the same. They say they are all Oduduwa people. Now, tell me how this Yoruba man, Ogbomosho, will then abandon Badagry and travel all the way to Eket in the other part of the world and say, somebody from Eket, come, let us do one Nigerians. Does that make sense to you? Does it make sense to anybody? I ask you. I ask this Mr. Ogbomosho, how about your brother, Adebo Wale, on the other side? You answer the same name, eat the same food. Don't you think you're one people? Oh, no, 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 we are not. We are Nigerians. God made us. You are talking rubbish. God never made you anything. Before the white man came to destroy the work of God, all of you, we are one. All one Yoruba people. Have you forgotten? But they won't understand. That is why Radio Biafra is exceptional. Bar none. What we don't have is money. If we do, I am telling you, nobody will listen to CNN. Who is CNN? They will all come here, where the truth is spoken. Every blessed day without fail. Every day without fail. That's saying INEC must not fail Nigerians. Who, when I see this word Nigerians, I get upset. Who are Nigerians? Who said you are a Nigerian? Do you think Chukwu Abiyama is daft? Before the white man came, people existed amongst their communities. If it is the wish of one nation to rise against another, it is a natural propagation of civilization. That is how life is. There'll be conquest. The same way Awasa people, Fulani overran Awasa. And Awasa overran Yoruba in the Loring. That is understandable. It is the normal course of human development. There will be war, there will be civilization. Because war goes hand in hand with civilization. What I find very, very astonishing is this definition of Nigerians. What I want to know is, how do you determine who is a Nigerian? Okay, sorry, I apologize, I know. Is who is born a fraudster? Lie. You must be a liar, a deceiver, and a fraudster. Then you are a true Nigerian. You deceive yourself. That was power cut and power loss of the circumstance. This very work must continue. The work that Chukwu Abiyama said we must do, should and must continue. We welcome you wherever you are once again, that this is our live transmission of the 30th day of January in the year of our Lord 2015. We are live, we are direct, and the whole of humanity is listening because that is the right thing to do. Humanity is listening because that is the right thing to do. Wherever you are, we welcome you back. There was a problem, as always. You know, it's the zoo. It's full of... Have you not heard about Boko Haram? They're killing people. Have you not heard about Hizba? There are militants everywhere. There are armed robbers. And then the real armed robbers, Nigerian police, Nigerian government. Nobody's safe anywhere. If you get through the day without any serious mishap, you thank Chukwu Abiyama. I'm telling you, this place is the embodiment of Satan. Coupled with monkeys, they look like human beings with two legs. They are walking. Some of them wear suit and tie. You think they are human beings? No, they are not. What you're looking at is a specimen of ignorance. The embodiment of stupidity. The finest example of stupidity. Its embodiment, the embodiment of absolute and wretched ignorance. But you think you're looking at a human being, somebody, no, you are looking at ignorance personified. That is why this work must continue. And that is why Chukwu Abiyama must come to our rescue. I don't want to be a monkey. I don't want to live amongst idiots. I have no wish to be known as a Nigerian. God forbid Satan. Nigerian. What makes you a Nigerian? A white man said you're a Nigerian. No, not me. We are going back to the way we were before the white man came. This time around, without Osu, there will be no Osu in Biafra land. If you want to practice your Osu, you go to Borno State, to Boko Haram. Go to Kanem Borno Empire and stay there with them. There will be no discrimination. Every man, woman, and everybody must be equal before the laws of heaven and that of man on this very earth. Equality. There will be no Eze, no Igwe, everybody will be equal before the law. The law will be the king. And Chukwu Abiam will be Eze Buruburu. Chukwu Abiam, nihi na Chi Bueze. Go to your names now. Chi Bueze. Only God can be king and not man. Have you forgotten? I castigate the Igbo people all the time. But I give them, when I castigate Igbo people, I mean Igbo people of today, since 1983. Please don't get me wrong. Before 1983, there were signs that things were falling apart. But in 1983, things truly, in fact, fell to pieces. Igbo people before 1983 were great people. Great, great people. The only civilization in the whole world not to conquer anybody. Not to take anybody's land by force. Not to force anybody to speak their language. The only civilization in the world that never transited from essentially mosaic society into one that had an absolute ruler, a king. Never happened. Because we believed in equality. Even more than the Romans and the Greeks. Ours was not documented, I agree. We did not document it, that is true. But nonetheless, it typified the very finest example of what it means to be civilized. But since 1983, they started growing up. From 83, everything went to pieces. Then they took over. And everything fell to nothingness, which we're experiencing today. Northern Coalition once started talking about overwar threat. They will never warn Boko Haram. That is what I find astonishing. When Buhari said the same thing, nobody warned Buhari over war threat. They think we will not cooperate. They think that because of the problems of the past, that the Southeast and so-called South-South will not come together. That is where they are mistaken. Seriously mistaken. Because as always, blood is thicker than crude oil. You see, crude oil is very, very thick. I know. But do you know that blood is thicker than crude oil? They think they are smart. People are listening to Radio Biafra all across the whole of the Delta region. People are listening and they are being educated. People now understand what it means to be a Biafran. They now understand the essence of Biafranness. They are warning Asare Dokubo. They are more or less warning the whole of Biafra. I love what they said. Ohanaeze has even weighed in. They said, forget Asare and Tompolo, face Boko Haram. Ohanaeze tells Danjuma. Who doesn't listen to Radio Biafra? Everybody does, including the Atron and the Beribe. Ohanaeze and the Atron. They are waking up. But we need to know which part of Ohanaeze said this. You know, Ohanaeze has been split, you know, Iman and Igbo. Anywhere two or three Igbo people are gathered, there are potentially three or four meetings emerging from it after a month. You know, where one or two are gathered, the Spirit of the Lord is with them. When one or two or three Igbo people are gathered since 1983, the spirit of division is there. Very soon they will divide. Somebody will divide from somewhere. It's only natural. Ohanaeze, I need to know which group branch of Ohanaeze is saying this. Because Ohanaeze Eriga, there are two branches. Very soon there will be four. They have hit back. This is now becoming total tattoo. I don't like you said, I said. I don't like that. African Union calls for 7,500 strong force to fight Boko Haram. African Union. And I'm asking African Union, what is it that you're going to bring to the table? Nigerian Armed Forces is about 150,000 men, according to what they have said to us. 150,000 divided into two is 75,000. I hope African Union, this bunch of recalcitrant kleptomaniacs, a bunch of dictators, where the white man left off in terms of pillaging and looting of African treasure, these buffoons continued. These are the idiots that take African resources and go and give it and put it in white man's bank. They are the idiots that change constitution and become life president. When they are about to die, they start to groom their son or their daughter to take over from them. They are saying that they need 7,500 strong force to fight Boko Haram. But the National Security Advisor to Jonathan Sambo Dasuki said, we have committed 50% of our armed forces in the fight against insurgency. Yes, the Nigerian armed forces stand at 150,000. They have committed 50% of that number to fight the insurgency, meaning 75,000, if you understand mathematics and English language very well. Low, you know, when black people want to intellectualize, I go under the bed. Shame don't allow me to look at them. And they are proposing a paltry, very derisory, a miserable number of 7,500. What are these 7,500 people going to come with that the Zoo Army doesn't have already? 75,000 men. What will 7,500 men do that 75,000 men cannot do? When the time comes, we shall see. AU force. Northern leaders can end Boko Haram. Of course, nobody can, apart from those that set them up. I envy them. Look at the equipment, you know. I envy them. The equipments are there. The equipment, my goodness me. I admire them and the equipments. I admire it. The reason why I don't feel sorry for Boko Haram victims is because nobody felt sorry for Biafran victims when Awolowo, a Yoruba man, was starving Biafran children to death. Nobody, he didn't bother them. John Lennon was protesting on the streets of New York and London. People were marching in London telling them there is genocide going on in Biafra land. American government and British government turned a blind eye. European government, they said they didn't bother them. So why should it bother me that our Hausa people are being killed? Some of them, that is. I don't give a toss. It doesn't mean I'm not sympathetic or I don't empathize. I do. But when our own people were dying, what did you do? Nothing. So why should I be condemned if I do nothing as well? Northern leaders can end Boko Haram, according to one of them. And they are planning to bomb markets and political rallies. When they call you to stadium, keep going. Your father will tell you, Anamaga campaign rally. How much? Oh, they will give us 200 naira. Then keep going. There you will meet your death very soon. It is this person we know, that person we know. People playing politics as if they don't know they are left from. I'm not saying they didn't go to school, because the way politics is played here, please. Education system, oh God, please. Ekweremadu promises 5 million naira to local government with highest votes for PDP. That is, I told you. Imagine Obama standing up one day and saying, I am going to give $1 million. To the state with most votes for the Democratic Party, whatever the Democrats in America. Democratic Party. Somebody will walk up to him and shoot him in the head. Somebody will walk up to him and just blow his head off for saying such errant nonsense. But here, somebody stood up and said, I'm telling all of you monkeys and chimpanzees, if you vote, the highest local authority with PDP votes gets 5 million in the open. In the open. And people are hailing him. Ochiros won. I don't want to know these people. May God help all of you. APC boycotts TV. Public debate accuses the Broadcasting Organization of Nigeria Born of bias. APC, they asked Buhari to come and debate with Jonathan. He said no, he will not come. And why do you blame him? He has no. The first question will be, where is your certificate? And he will run away. So why bother to attend? They are now accusing. It is the way grown-up men lie in this part of the world. You know, somebody rang Radio Biafra once and said that black people behave like monkeys. If you see a monkey, if a monkey is in a zoo jumping around and you give that monkey one banana, that same monkey will be looking about trying to steal the rest of the bunch. Just pretend you're looking away. Leave the bunch of banana. The other monkey will come and steal it. It reminds me of black people from Africa. There is this criminal tendency inside us. Is woshi. There is a tendency inside. And it started since 1983. I keep going back to 83. Please, I have my reason for that. And that is why Abba is suffering today. Because Abba played host to that very event that brought eternal damnation upon the Igbo people. PDP, listen carefully. Why I know that black, it doesn't matter if the person is a president or a court clerk or a road sweeper. All of them are criminals. How would she did? They are thieves. They steal. It doesn't matter the office they occupy. And here is an example. Do you know that the ruling party in this very zoo called PDP, headed by Jonathan, one of the most disgraceful and corrupt, most corrupt administrations I've ever come across? Jonathan's administration. I'm telling you the truth. Anybody thinking of voting, you should go see a doctor. Say, tell a doctor, please, doctor, I'm not well. Check my brain and see if there's something wrong with it. And the doctor will finish and tell you that you're not well. You see me breathing? Do you know that the government of Jonathan, that they make 100 naira from every liter of kerosene that they sell? Every liter of kerosene that they sell, they make 100, they don't make, they steal 100 naira from it. Of course, it's the political enemy saying it, but with facts and figures. Facts and figures. A country that, even despite the amount of oil they have, they still, they must rob the poor people. There is something about black people in Africa to steal. Is Hoshi, you must steal something. You have to steal. That is why Biafra, if you are a public officer in Biafra land and you steal, your mother will regret giving birth to you. Not you. Because after we must have finished with you, you will not be able to read. You will not, your faculties will abandon you. You will be killed publicly. Any public official taking bribe in Biafra land, you will be shot dead in your father's compound publicly. In your next life, if they show you how to steal, you will say, no, I don't want to steal. Boko Haram check arms dealer to sell weapons to the zoo. A check middle person to sell arms to the zoo. It is not the arms that you carry. It is the heart, the bravery, the command of the battlefield that matters. Russia was very, very sophisticated. Russia had nuclear weapons, was a superpower with America when they went into Afghanistan. Russia ran away from Afghanistan in defeat. America went to Vietnam as a global player, superpower with the latest technology in weapons, in weaponry and modern warfare. They went to Vietnam and they lost. America went to Iraq and quite literally Al-Qaeda chased them away. NATO, a whole NATO, went into Afghanistan. Today, NATO have abandoned Afghanistan and run away. It doesn't matter the weapons the enemy have, is the heart. The reason why we lost the war was because of the effects of starvation, air, land, and sea blockade organized by the British. Boko Haram today is not enduring any air, land, and sea blockade of their supplies. The answer is no. The answer is no. The people suffering that very fate, or that suffered it, were two people. The Biafran people and the Tamil Tigers of Sri Lanka. The same thing that happened to Biafra happened to the Tamil Elam. The Tamil Tigers, seeking an independent homeland for the Tamils in northern Sri Lanka. Do you know what they did to them? Exactly what they did to us. Cut off the food supply, air, land, and sea blockade. Why? Because their border did not border with any other country. It was the sea. Are you following what I'm saying? So it is far more, when your border is to the sea, your enemies are massed in the north, in the west, and in the east. It becomes far more easier to effectively police a blockade. But that notwithstanding, the second army of the Biafran, the second division of the Biafran army, second division of the Biafran army, which is then was then known as the second army,
pleaded with our leader, His Excellency, to allow them to go to the bush to continue the work of BOF, Biafra Organization of Freedom Fighters. And the answer was no. Don't go to the bush. Our people have suffered too much. Let us try and rebuild for this day, for 2015. And this year we march. Heaven knows this year we march. And I thank all of you once again. Those of you coming back, I thank each and every one of you. Nkem called it racketeering. They are racketeers. Ndine Zhushin and Obama. Stealing 100 naira per kerosene. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Zoological Republic is a laughing stock. It is a laughing stock of the whole world. I don't know if some of you do what I do sometimes. You know, when you climb upstairs, just sit down somewhere and be looking at black people as they are walking up and down and living in filth. I want you to go to Aba. Sit down somewhere in Aba and look at how comfortable people are, you know, living in a city that is abandoned. Aba is decaying. Aba, very, very ugly and dirty. But people live there laughing and smiling. And you wonder the type of brain these people have. A great city like Enyimba, reduced to nothing by one single person, not two or four people, one. Uchendo Global, the Aburo, that is Abia State Governor. The whole of Aba can stand up one day and riot, and the world will come to attention. But oh no, don't worry, the army will come. Who told you they will come? The power belongs to you. This army has been broken in Kanem Brono land. It has been broken. This army cannot turn around to come to the southeast. If they come, they will be decimated. It's because I'm not a military tactician. It's pure common sense. There is no army that can fight two wars at the same time. This is my appeal to Niger Delta people, as they prefer to be called. I don't recognize that very word. They are all Biafrans. Now is the time to strike together as one indivisible force. And Biafra will come. If you want to go and drink the oil in your father's compound, that is your business. What matters to me is freedom, not oil. Not oil. Freedom is what matters to me, not oil. Oil is the mainstay of people who are very lazy. And we are not lazy, for goodness sake. We march our armies and we march the same time, the same day, everywhere. And this zoo will come to an end. Very, very simple and easy. As easy as ABC. And that time is coming. This is 2015. It must happen this year. Boko Haram are now in 130 villages. And Jonathan is planning to hold elections on February the 14th. How about the 130 villages held by Boko Haram, my dear Mr. President? But he doesn't listen, does he? Jonathan is a disgrace to the office of the presidency anywhere in the world, not just here. This man is the most imbecilic head of state I have ever read or come across. As even more hopeless than Shonekan. Pathetic in every sense of the word. Jonathan is hopeless. Abundantly hopeless. I feel sorry for him. He should have been a quiet gate man somewhere. A megad somewhere very peacefully. That man is a pathetic joke, an absolute disgrace. They have come again. They bring back our girls. The same as a question, a bunch of low lifers, people without jobs. That's what they do. They have set up. They are set to protest for rescue of Chibok girls. When the people have told them that their girls are not missing, when we have proven it to them. With scientific fact that there is no way our girl can study physics. We are living in the world today. I want those of you listening to Radio Biafra right now, living in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, go and look, find me an Awasa woman who is a physicist or chemist. No, go and look for them and tell Radio Biafra. Oh my goodness. They said about writing physics exams. It's a very simple detective work. Use what they are telling you to deconstruct their argument, but people are looking for publicity.
They said they went to White House to see Obama. Bring back our... whose girl are you bringing back? My name is Nnamdi Kanu. How can I be related to somebody called Fatima? Is that possible? Bring back whose girl? I have nothing in common with these people. Absolutely nothing in common with them. And will never have anything in common with them. 15,000 young Gazan people complete Hamas terror training camps. They are fighting Israel. They are fighting Israel. But they will always lose. They will lose. And the reason why they are fighting Israel is because, like the Igbos, the Jews decided to stay outside. That's the problem. You know, there is a relationship between the Igbos and the Jews. They behave alike. They always prefer outside to home. And nobody regards them as anything. That is the problem. When a Jewish person goes back to Israel, you become an Israeli. And then the equation changes immediately. If you stand up and say, I'm an Israeli, everybody stands to attention. That's why I love Israel. Of course, my father's name is Israel, so you can understand. If you come to Igbo land, the Igbo people prefer to live outside the Biafra land. But any day they say, I am a Biafran, everybody in their office there. Can you do this experiment on Monday? All of you listening. Some of you are cowards, I know that. But just try one experiment. You can even, when they look at it, you can say, I'm joking. I'm only joking. I want you to walk into your office on Monday. And when everybody sat down in the office, tell them, please, my fellow workers or colleagues or whatever, I want to tell you that I am a Biafran. See how they will look at you and just sit down and continue to do your work. You will see the respect you will get him instantly. Instantly. The same thing happens to Jews. If you say you're a Jew, people want to kill you. They'll chase after you. They'll burn down your shop. Say, I'm an Israeli. Everybody stands to attention. Just go to your office. Don't say you're an Igbo person. Say you are a Biafran. And you see how people will respect you. Try it. It's a very simple experiment on Monday. And you call the Biafran and tell us about it. If you're lucky to get through. Southern Sudan's reclusive Arab nomads. That's how they came here. They are called the Tuaregs or the Moors before them. These are the people that mixed with Arabs. That is why Buhari, the Buhari lineage, all the Fulani people, they are mixture. If you go to Niger, mixture of Arab and black. They are nomads. They drive cattle. Somebody driving cattle, and today he's the most richest black man in the world. From Ichunama. From moving cattle from place to place, you become... How is that possible? Did you go to school? Are you learned? Are you a businessman? No. You run a monopoly. That is because everybody here is a rogue. Allow only me to import salt so I can give you 10% of the cut. Allow only me to import rice so I can give you 10%. What if it is only you supplying 160 million people... Why will you not be a billionaire? It's called monopoly. You're a billionaire. Yes. And it is our duty, and I will be writing to the United States government to investigate the activities of Dangote, however they pronounce it, because he is a material breach of United States of America antitrust laws for running a monopoly. America will not allow the Oppenheimers to come to the USA because of the cattle-like cartel, the way they run the diamond trade. Why should you allow Dangote to come to the USA? After all, they will not list the Sultan of Bahrain as one of the richest men in the world because his wealth is sovereign wealth. You cannot differentiate between his wealth and that of the Bahrain people. You cannot differentiate between the wealth of the zoo and that of Dangote because only him has cement. He allows Ibeto to bag some of them. He has salt, sugar, and rice. And I think, is it Indomie or wheat?
Why wouldn't he be a billionaire? If they give you a contract to feed 160 million people, even if you make one naira from them every blessed day. One naira. That means every blessed day of your life, you will make 160 million naira every day. That is, if you add Dangote imports rice, and his margin on top of it is 11 naira. He brings in salt and sugar. All he needs to add is 11 naira, not 2 or 3 or 4. And he has business acumen. Lekwe nonyawosa to be the richest man. Why? Because of oil in Biafra land. And then from one stupidity to even another mind-boggling idiocy. People say, oh, Biafra is now at the AU. My people are okay at home. If you look for an organization to belong to, is it AU? AU that is, I don't know, overspilling with old men who are so corrupt that you cannot differentiate between them and Lucifer. Look at Robert Mugabe. He is now the new AU chairman. I don't care what people do with white people. What I judge you by what you do with your own people. I don't care how you relate with outsiders. What matters to me is, are you creating jobs? Are you improving the lives of people? Are you building hospitals? Are they sustainable? Are you building schools? Are you building roads? Can people find employment? Are the schools turning out people who are reasonable? Is the society moving forward? I'm not interested in what you did with white people. That's rubbish to me. None of these things are happening in Zimbabwe. Mugabe has been in power for as long as, I don't know, Africa has been in existence. I can't quite understand. They elected him. So that means if you contest election and election is rigged, can you go to somewhere like Mugabe and lay your complaint, considering that he is the arch-rigger? Nobody ever votes him out of power. African sense and African brain. That is why we are poor. That is why this minute people are on their way in Sahara Desert, trying as much as they can to get to the other part of the world. This is Radio Biafra. The news in greater detail, please. If you're joining us, we are live and we are direct. Today's date, incidentally, is the 30th day of January in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is exactly 12 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. And after the news headlines and the summary which I'm presenting now, we open our lines for your comments, for your suggestions, for your views, for your ideas, and an opportunity to also educate us as well. A former U.S. ambassador to the zoo, Princeton Lyman, or Lehman, whatever they call him, warned of dire consequences if the election is held on the 14th of February 2015. If you don't listen to me, you may want to listen to a white man. You know, they created you. A white man created Nigeria. So, they make chocolate, they make biscuits, they have MTV, they do flat screen TV, they make mobile phones, all these things which you love to consume, they make it. So, they are creators as well. You listen to them because they are white. He is now telling you, please don't listen to us because we are black people like you. You don't need to listen to us, but you can listen to white people. Yes, I'm now telling you about a white man. He is the former U.S. ambassador to the zoo. His name is Princeton Lyman. He warned of their consequences if the election is held on the 14th of February 2015. He made it clear that win or lose, there will be... It doesn't matter who wins. It can be Jonathan or whoever, Buhari. It doesn't matter. Whoever wins, there will be war. Some of you will come and say, oh, I started to say that since 2012, I started to say that the zoo will break this year before it became fashionable. Go and check Radio Biafra archives since 2012. The signs have always been there that this zoo must come to an end. And this is the year it will come to an end. Okay, let us keep burying our heads in the sand. Keep pretending nothing will happen until the Tower of Babel comes crashing down. Princeton Lyman is adding his voice to those who are arguing that INEC should postpone the oncoming elections. Speaking on BBC African Channel, Princeton Lyman said, "Preparations are not in place for elections in the zoo, particularly in the Northeast." Yes, you cannot have an election when there are no voter cards. It is impossible. Today, they were announcing on radio, "Oh, those of them in, well, I don't know the state they mentioned, go and take your voter cards." What? No? Hey, my God. Oh, this COG, black people, your capacity to bring shame and dishonor upon yourselves is limitless. Limitless. There is no agreement among the elite on how to, when they talk about elite, in the, it's elite in Nigeria, can we elite? Where is the elite in Nigeria? Please, Mr. Lyman, who are the elite? These are petty rogues. These are fraudsters. Who are the elite in Nigeria? People who gang up in clubs and share up the contracts and loot the national treasury dry, are they the elite? How did you come to the conclusion that they are the elite? What made them the elite? Elite of what? My goodness me. There is no agreement among the elite on how to succeed on Nigeria's fundamental issues, elections, power, Boko Haram. Because we are not one country. Mr. Lyman or Lyman. We cannot agree because a Biafran sees things differently the way an a Hausa Fulani man will see it. It is called value system. Therefore, we can never ever be one. This man has now made this very prediction, and we are very, very confident that now that a white man has spoken, that the zoo will listen. They might listen to him. He's an American, you know, America Wonder. He's a white man, so black people always listen. Have you seen when a black person is walking with a white friend on the road, how superior he feels because he's close to a white person? Now that a white person has spoken, perhaps some of you will be able to listen. We continue. The United States government yesterday warned the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, not to fail the monkeys in the zoo, called Nigerians and the international community in its conduct of February 2015 general election in the country, making the warning during a public hearing of the United States Congress Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health, Global Human Rights and International Organizations, which was held inside the Rayburn House Office Building in Washington, D.C., Honorable Robert P. Jackson, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary, Bureau of African Affairs, U.S. Department of State, in other words, CIA, added that his country was working closely with INEC on processes to ensure as many eligible voters as possible are free to exercise their civic duty safely. America is working with the zoo. So why are you people independent as you claim? You cannot conduct election without the help of white people. You cannot drink clean water without the help of white people. You cannot go to school unless they give you grants to subsidize your education. You cannot, what else is that? You cannot build roads without EC, EU or whoever coming in to build a road for you. Why are you independent then? What can you do for yourself apart from stealing? So, stealing is the criteria to become independent. Stealing. I hope Azikiwe is rotting in hell wherever he is to see the monstrosity. You know, the thinking of it. When I was studying in England, I was writing my thesis. I did a critique of dependency theory. I don't know if I've told this story before. You know, there is this very popular thinking in amongst African undergraduates in Europe, especially by the time I was going to school, that all the problems in Africa was caused by the white man. The white man came, they took our coal, they took our oil, they took our granite, they took angana, they took kulikuli, all this nonsense. You know, white man took everything and left us with nothing. Do you know that I was the very first person, until date, the only person to critique the dependency theory? I said to my white lecturers, because the two visiting professors that came to assess because in the UK, when you write your thesis, you hand it over to your project supervisor, and then two people will come from external body to mark that very paper independently. You will submit two copies. They will mark the two copies and they will give you back one. They took my two copies. They never gave any to me till today. Do you know what was written in the thesis? My argument was very, very simple. I said to them that it was the African people that allowed the white man to take what they took. My grammar has to be correct. It was the black people in Africa that gave leeway to white people to come and steal from them, if they call it that. And why is it that white people don't like black people criticizing themselves? Whereas in America and in Europe, every blessed day they lambast their leaders every day so that the leaders can get better. But in Africa, it's all praise, 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 praise. Even when somebody is doing something very, very bad, praise. I don't believe in that. And I said to them that Europe did not underdevelop Africa. This was Walter Rodney's main paper, How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. I made it very clear to them that Africans underdeveloped themselves. I cited many, many historical examples. When the Dutch went to conquer Japan, they left one gone. By the time they came back and wanted to forcibly enter Japan, Japanese people were pointing many, many guns at the Dutch and they ran away. There is nothing stopping the whole of Africa from coming together and saying this is how we want things to run. But because we are not one people. There is this myth in Africa that everybody black, we are one people. Blacks, let's unite. No, I am not one with Onyawas and Onye Yoruba. We are not the same people. The same way that an English person is different from French. French is different from German. They have different ways of thinking. Even the way they run their economy is different. French is more interventionist. The government can dabble in to subsidize pay. Germany is far more efficient. They want to manufacture things that the world want to buy. And Britain, okay, they play cha-cha casino. They do gambling. You know, the city of London. That's what they do now. It's cha-cha betting. You have money, you bet that the stock market will go up or down, or currency. They speculate. People have different ways of doing their own thing. Russia will remain in perpetual dictatorship. It is in the psyche of the Russian people to have a very strong leader. Look at Gorbachev. Gorbachev wanted to do democracy, let's get together. He was kicked out overnight. Russians need a very strong leader. It is in their nature. It is their way of life. You can't change it. The same thing with Arabs. As soon as they overthrow, isn't it funny? You remove Saddam Hussein, there is chaos. Remove Mama Gaddafi, there is chaos everywhere. They love strong leadership. Others love democracy. That is how life is. This kaleidoscope of different ways and ideas of doing things. In Africa, you are your own problem, not white man. You were selling people as slaves before the white man came to buy from the wholesalers. You, when you went to America, you did not fight. Because of your cowardice, the white man found it very easy to tame you and to domesticate you as an animal. If you had gone there and some of you decided to sacrifice your lives rather than be, they will leave you alone. It's called sacrifice. But you valued life so much that they turned you, a human being, into a farm animal for 250 years without pay. And you come out and you tell me you are black and you are proud. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Northern Coalition warns Asare Dokubo over war threat. The Northern Coalition for Good Governance has condemned the recent war threat issued by the Niger Delta militants, urging politicians to shun acts that could endanger the country's democracy. The group also insisted that all the people suspected to have played any role in the post 2011 election violence must be brought to book as a way of ensuring a violent free 20. But you cannot vote in Borno. How can you declare a president? Nobody wants to answer this very question. People cannot vote in Boko Haram areas. How can you declare the president of Nigeria when certain areas did not vote? How is that? Can somebody, when Americans are saying hitch free election in 2015 on 14th of February, how? America, tell me how.
only one ballot box stopped you from declaring George Bush the winner. Well, why do you have double standards? Why is it that when it comes to issues that concern Americans and Europeans, they play it by the book? They want things to be done properly. When it comes to Africa, it's cut and nail. That was the essence of my critique. White people don't allow us to build standards very, very high and maintain it. Why must you dabble into what people are doing? Why is that? In your own country, will you hold elections in America if Alabama is under threat? If Alaska is burning, will you hold elections in America and declare somebody the president without going to Congress to enact emergency laws? At least excluding Alaska from being part of the USA to allow the process to... That is how civilized people do things. If there is trouble in Borno, Yobena, Damawa, you bring the matter to the National Assembly. You say to them, in view of the extraordinary circumstance pertaining to certain aspects of this very zoo, because of that, grant INEC extra powers to conduct elections in other places not affected by insurgency to still retain the validity of the entire federation. It's called law. Common sense, for goodness sake, this Yogi. Common sense, but they don't have it. They do not have it. But on Radio Biafra, we give it out for free. Because Chukwuma Abiamah asked us to do so. This is Radio Biafra. African Union calls 7,500 strong force to fight Boko Haram. Everybody knows 75,000 could not defeat them. Is it a typical African suggestion? You know, when an African suggests something, you will know. 7,500. Sell something that 75,000 could not do. Miraculously, 7,000. Maybe it's the U.S. Special Forces. When they come there and they get bogged down, they'll run away after a while. Did they not run away from Vietnam? They did. Did they not run away from Iraq? They did. Did NATO not run away from Afghanistan? They did. Once you are meeting an army that is based on ideology, you cannot defeat an ideology. I have used Christianity as an example. Some of you do not know that St. Peter, that was killed in Rome, allegedly, so we are told. Some of them were thrown into boiling oil. Other Christians, other potential converts, we are watching the death of these people. Yet, it did not stop them from joining Christianity, because Christianity is an ideology. You cannot defeat an ideology. You can never, ever defeat it. Temporarily, you may overcome it, but over time, it bubbles again to the surface. That is why, to us, Biafra is a religion. An ideology, not just a country. People think, oh, they're fighting for their own country. No, Biafra is more than a country. It is a way of life, and a way of thinking, of reasoning. That is why we call those that adhere to these principles hardcore Biafrans, those that live by the rule, either Biafra or death. Can we imagine them when there is no Biafra? What are you doing alive? Security work? What are you doing? Can you hear them? Care work. When there is oil flowing from your father's compound, making a man a multi-billionaire. You are alive doing what? Can you hear them? You do not have shame? The special advisor to the president of the on Niger Delta affairs and chairman presidential amnesty program, Mr. Kingsley Kuku, on Thursday said, Northern leaders were key to ending the insurgency because black people do not learn. How can northern leaders end it? Blood thirsting is part of Islam. They will keep killing people until you stop them with a superior force and an ideology. The only thing that can stop Boko Haram is Biafra. Try it and see. Once Biafra comes, they will disappear overnight. No, they will go to Yoruba land to finish the work. They will take over all other Yoruba towns and convert them to Emirates. Boko Haram plans to bomb markets and political rallies and order. The Director General of the National Orientation Agency, Mr. Michael Merry, has warned the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians to be careful at political rallies, markets, and automated teller machines, ATM points, as members of the dreaded Boko Haram sect plans to attack these areas using young suicide bombers, disguising as cobblers. If you like, you listen. If you like, you don't. Coming to the real politics of the Zoological Republic. The Deputy Senate President of the Zoo, Senator Ike Ekweremadu, yesterday promised to give 5 million naira to any local government that gives the PDP the highest number of votes. Now tell me if even monkeys cannot come up with such a proposal. black people, black in this UG, black. This is deputy senate president. You would have thought in his private library that he will have books on how deputy senate presidents behave all around the world. You would have thought that this very human being will have a sense of class and decency. Can you imagine somebody that went to school that claims he's a graduate, who maybe have stumbled upon some books on political science or how to structure society, coming up and saying whoever votes, you know, for a particular party, you know, if their number is the largest within a specifically defined area, they will be in line for a bumper harvest of money sharing. If this man were to say this in America, being an American, you cannot even say it anywhere to start with. You go to prison. But because he's a monkey in the zoo, well, who knows better, any better? Nobody knows. But the consequences of his actions, you don't know. This has the potential to ruin an entire political system, but you will not know. You see it as something that is so minor. Now, the question is, Mr. Deputy Senate President, where will you get the money from to pay these people? From where? I don't know. I knew that black people were daft and stupid. Until I started anchoring Radio Biafra, I never knew the extent of our stupidity. I'm telling you the truth. If you know how stupid we are, I'm telling you, you'll be like Michael Jackson. You will fry your hair and start rubbing bleaching cream. You straighten your nose. I'm telling you the truth. How can people be that stupid to say to you are a politician, saying to people, whoever votes, oh my goodness me. And there I was blaming Michael Jackson. I don't know, he saw something which I'm only now seeing. No, we hedge in the air, man. I can't feel sorry for our people. We must change. We must do something different. We must, our orientation, the way our brain ticks all the time, must be altered. We don't reason properly. That is why mosquito is biting you and I. There is no light, no good roads. Ask yourself, how many of you actually sit down to say, why are there no good roads? Just ponder it for some time. You will be amazed as to the answers, which will inescapably point to one conclusion, that we are not civilized people. No, we are not. The APC party of Buhari said on Thursday that it has boycotted the ongoing electioneering public debates organized by the broadcast organization of Nigeria on national television and radio, saying the organizers are biased, or they are biased towards or against they would not allow us to preach this very gospel. They won't allow us to preach it. They are not allowing us to preach the gospel today. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We are live and direct on this very day, the 30th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2015. We are having disruptions, as we warned you earlier. We will have them because they don't want us to preach this very gospel, but we shall go ahead and do so. The time now is 24 minutes to 10 p.m. here in Biafraland. We must proceed. We must continue. And very, very shortly, as we promised you, our lines will open and we shall be able to take your calls. You know, when I preach against them, when I talk about the zoo, how awful the zoo is, sometimes they turn our lines off. They don't want you to hear the truth. They don't want you to participate in this wonderful broadcast. They don't want the world to hear or know what is happening. And that is why things are the way they are.
Refugees have rejected Jonathan's branded relief items. Jonathan is bribing them. 130 villages taken over by Boko Haram and counting. We also reported to you this very evening that the Chibok people are back at it once again. The same group of people, every time they come out making a fool of themselves, knowing fully well that no girls are missing. But somehow they continue to bamboozle themselves. I don't know, it is simply relevance. They bring back our girls group in continuation with the advocacy for the safe return of the Chibok girls abducted in their school on April 14 by the Boko Haram sect, will engage in a protest in Garki Market on Saturday. Speaking during its normal sit-out yesterday, one of the members, Maureen Kabrig, stated that the protest was to commemorate the day 295 days the girls were abducted and to also remind the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians that the girls are still in the hands of the abductors, when the families have already performed some funeral rites, reminding themselves that they will no longer see the girls. Jonathan have now given them some money as well. Jonathan paid them compensation. But these people are out on the street deceiving themselves, because this country is a place where, not a country actually, this contraption is a place where people make it a duty to deceive or to keep deceiving themselves. We are also reporting this very day that Mugabe, Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, is now the new AU chairman. That tells you all you need to know about African people and AU. Have you been to Addis Ababa? See how poor they are? Wretched. Poverty stricken. Opa Diegunaba. Poverty. 90-year-old Zimbabwe president, 90 years he is. Robert Mugabe, one of Africa's most, divisive figures and dictators, ascended to the rotating chairmanship of the African Union on Friday, casting a shadow over the continental body's relations with the West. Mugabe, the only leader Zimbabwe has ever known since independence. Since independence, he's a leader. Africa, I can't read this type of news. It's annoying. Where in the world will you allow such nonsense? You claim you're a democracy. Oh, God. Even for the interest of at least trying to freshen things up, don't you think that it is appropriate once in a while to rotate? But who knows? One day they will come to their senses. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. As we go ahead, if there is need for us to do any recapping, we shall be able to do so. I would like to open the lines to invite all of you listening, those of you who will wish to comment on what we are presenting today. If you have something to say, if you have any opinion to offer, if you have any advice to give, our lines are open, and also we are on Tango as well. So also are we on Viber. We are on +44208133 9976. Yes, it is 9976. 9976. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the lines. We do apologize. We do apologize, please. We must apologize for the intermittency in communication this evening. It's not our fault. It happened yesterday, but we managed to overcome it. We did overcome it yesterday. We did overcome it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. from Indonesia.
Please speak up, I can't hear you. You are speaking, you are very deep. Please go ahead and raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, first of all, and then where you're calling from.
Yeah, good morning, Director. My name is Renzo Remy. I'm coming from Indonesia.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, Director, I just want to say thank you for the good steward you are doing for us. You are doing for my generation, not for us, for my own generation personally. Also, there's something that you always say, this very wonderful work you are doing for my own personal generations. So I want to thank Kwaziama for bringing you as a savior to the platforms all over the world. So, Director, I don't have much to say. I don't even have much to recommend on the use of physiological treatment. I only got to make an announcement concerning our meeting coming up tomorrow in February 1, 1st of February 2015 at Garden Batavia, Tlapa Garden, at the West African restaurant, Cookies Place. So I want to use this opportunity to call on all my girlfriend brothers in Indonesia to be at 10 on the meeting tomorrow, in February 1st, 2015. So thank you, Director.
Thank you.
I continue to bless and be guiding your family. Yes. May Chukwuma continue to strengthen you. Anybody that says that if it is not you, that he will not live again. I pray that he shall live again. May God bless you and bless all your work, and also bless all our volunteer soldiers and the whole Radio Diaspora, and also all the whole Diaspora worldwide. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We are going over to the phone line to see who is there. There is a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Turn your system down or move away from where your listening device is. Move away from your radio, please, and tell us your name and where you're calling us from.
Good evening. My name is Chibuzo. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba. Thank you very much. Your name is Chibuzo. You are calling from Aba. Please go ahead.
Am I speaking with Director?
Yes, you are. This is. Are you listening to Radio Biafra? That's what I should ask you. Are you listening to Radio Biafra live?
Yes, sir. I am listening to Radio Biafra.
Yes, go ahead.
Father, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us. I tell my people are there, I continue to bless you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, pardon me to speak grammar, Igbo, please.
You are doing well with English, so continue with English if you can. Mix it up if you like anyway, because we have people who don't understand Igbo who are listening. So if you can mix it up, I'll be very, very happy. Go ahead.
I don't know. I am trying to gather some men here, but all my efforts. The other one, last week Sunday, I took him to the our meeting. And this other one, I called him to, you know, join me. He gave me money for his monthly dues. After much, he called me to refund the money back. I don't know. I don't know the kind of human being I am. So doing something.
I don't know. Yes, this information you're giving to us now, how does it help the coming of Biafra? That somebody gave you money for monthly dues, only one person out of many, many people, and wanted his money back. There is no money. They are cutting down everywhere. Maybe the daughter is sick, the wife is sick. Maybe he has no money and he wants it back. He's an Igbo man. What do you expect? So how does that improve Biafra? I don't understand the meaning of that very news you're giving to us. I don't understand it, because you yourself, you don't know the reason why he asked for the money back. So can you, since you cannot tell us, there is no need for it. We don't need to know. It is his money. He can take it back if he wants to.
Okay, Director. I have heard you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, where you gather them. If it is possible for them to congregate, they congregate. If it is not possible for them to congregate, please, you go elsewhere and look for people. After all, even when the very earliest disciples were preaching, it is not everywhere they were accepted. Don't you know that you are doing the work of God? Don't you know that already? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
on Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please, or move away from there. Turn it down or move away, please. I say this all the time. Turn your system down or move away from where you are.
I turn it up.
Thank you very much. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Paul. Ndubisi Paul. I'm from Otocha Guleri.
And where are you calling from?
Girlfriends. Anywhere. I'm based in Moscow.
In Moscow, yeah. Russia. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is the first time I've been calling I call this Radio Biafra. I'm very, very happy for all the work you are doing for us. You know. What else again? I just want to thank you for everything. I don't even have anything to say. Just want to hear your voice and thank you very much for all the work you are doing. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Amechukwu Abiama also bless you. Thank you very, very much. Our Viber is on. Our Tango is on. All our systems are go. And we are on Radio Biafra on Skype. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Maybe they're being pursued by Namara. I don't know that noise. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either. And I do not think it has anything to do with the network connectivity. I heard somebody, it could be actually, nothing surprises me here. And once again, the number to call or our numbers at our disposal for you to contact if you wish to participate in our live interactive program this evening remains 081-686-13291. 081-686-13291. 080-590-98137. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, one more time, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are.
My name is Ijomeno Okpatu.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. You are welcome. To which part of Italy are you in? Hello. Which part
can
of...
Can you hear me,
I
sir?
Can hear you very well. Which part of Italy are you in? Where are you in Italy? Which town are you in?
Modena. I'm calling from Modena.
From Modena. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I've been listening to your program and I really appreciate it. I'm so privileged to talk with you this night. I pray may the Lord bless you and continue to bless your handwork and Biafra. I pray God will help us to get Biafra.
You say?
So that's why I called. You say?
You say means amen in Biafra land where
okay,
we come from.
Okay, yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it
means.
Amen,
amen, amen. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. Thank you very much, my dear sister, for calling. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from everywhere. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Some of them are testing out our systems. As I said earlier, we are on Tango. We are also on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. We continue to encourage you. I don't know what is wrong with this other line. It hasn't been doing anything. This other is just unbelievable. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, sir.
Please,
good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. I am Chukwe Maria Okachi. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to confirm whether you have seen it.
I may not have come across yours, but one of our people makes it a point of duty to go through all our messages on Skype, and I do not know. It has not come to my attention. If it is very, very important, you can inbox me. If it is very, very important, go to Facebook and inbox me the information.
Okay. The problem is that I don't have your private inbox.
It is very simple. What is my name?
My name?
No, mine. What is my name?
Yeah, your name is Nnadekano.
Then look for it on Facebook. I'm there. You will see me. Then you inbox
me. All right. Okay. All right. I'll add you.
Please. Thank you very much. You don't need to add me because, hold on, I don't go over 777 friends. I have nearly 2,000 requests. I only select those I know will add value to Biafra. That's all I do. Because of that, I ask you if you have anything important to relay to me, try and do so by inboxing me. You can send me an inbox. We don't need to be friends. Send me an inbox.
Okay, sir.
Okay?
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. God bless you.
And you too.
Okay, God bless you, sir.
And God bless you as well. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I hope I'm speaking with Radio Biafra.
This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Yes, it is.
May the Lord bless you so much over what you are doing for Biafran people.
And bless you too.
Biafra, please, I've been trying to see how the possibility of joining a family in Enugu.
Enugu was dissolved and is being re-inaugurated. Enugu is being constituted. Our sister is there. Our four brothers are there. Some people are going up there as well. We are calling a meeting in Enugu very, very shortly to make sure that we gather up the remnants of those of them not born by our Safulani people without, because we are going to set up a screening test. Everybody joining the family, we must determine that you are not born of Awosa or Fulani. Then you can join us. Because in and around Enugu, there are too many people with Awosa blood moving about. But Enugu will be inaugurated very, very shortly. And when that time happens, we shall announce the number of the coordinator on air so that all of you can contact him or her and go and become part of the family. But we are doing something on the ground in Enugu. And very, very shortly, it will come to light. So keep on listening to Radio Biafra and keep following our announcements. When we make progress in Enugu, in terms of the date for the re-inauguration, we will let you know.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me, please give me your name and where you are. They are not paying attention, are they? Not paying attention at all, at all, at all. When you call Radio Biafra, please endeavor to turn your system down. Turn your system down when you call Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct and our lines are open. Sometimes it's difficult to get through because I don't know what is wrong with this. I cannot understand what is wrong with it. I don't know what is wrong with it. This is Radio Biafra. We must go also to the line again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are gone. The one on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. If you don't turn your system down, I will disengage you. Can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
The one on Skype, stay where you are.
Typical, isn't it? They don't follow very, very simple instructions, and that is why we lost the war. Simple instructions, our people find it very, very hard to follow. They should be able to follow very simple instructions, but they do not do that, sadly. This is Radio Biafra. When we take your call, give us a name and where you are. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. That is definitely network issue. That is network issue. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. As always, I'm sure you must be accustomed to it right now. You must be used to it. But we are back because we cannot be stopped. This gospel we said we are going to preach, and we must preach it because that is what Chukwu Abiyama wants us to do. And as I said, what we're going to do, we are moving straight back to the lines. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Director, may Chukwu Awama bless you.
And you too. You say?
Yeah. My name is Chukwu Azubike. I happen to be the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Victoria, Spain.
In Victoria, in Spain. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, Director, can you permit me to make a little announcement?
Of course you can. This is Radio Biafra. You are a principal officer of state. You are free to do so. Please go ahead.
Okay, please, my people, I want to use this opportunity to remind all indigenous people of Biafra living here in Victoria and surround Spain of our upcoming meeting on 31st, which is tomorrow, at our office, tomorrow being Saturday. Please, your presence is highly needed because we have some important things to discuss. Venue at our office, Calle Peru, 16 Bajo, time 7 p.m. Thank you. Director, thank you very much. Also, I want to tell the people about the announcement which Maramu Gochuku made last time about information regarding to the inauguration of our office.
Yes.
He gave them my number, and why he did that was to let the people know by the people calling. From there we can know how many people are we budgeting for, at least people coming from outside.
Yes.
Up to now, we have not received any calls because we want to receive the calls, especially from the coordinators, national coordinators, and zonal coordinators. Anyone who want to come so that we can make a provision for him, either hotel, feeding, or something like that, and transport and other informations. Please, I would like you to also make the announcement to the people so that they will understand why Ugochukwu made the announcement last time.
So it is for us to know. Thank you very much. Please stay where you are. I want to emphasize what our brother is just reporting. It is the responsibility of national coordinators to please ensure that people living, and zonal coordinators as well, those living their areas, to attend, because everybody who can must attend. If you can, please take some time off work and attend the opening of our embassy in Victoria in Spain. That embassy is in a part of the world where people think the way we do. People who want to fight for their freedom, they have been fighting for it. There is no better place for us to be in than in Victoria in Spain. Because of that, anybody, if you can go, try and be there. I will be there myself. I will be in Spain and will run Radio Biafra live from Spain, from Victoria, in the Basque country, or País Vasco, as they call it over there. So if you are coming, please endeavor to call that very number so that they can budget properly in terms of picking people up from the airport, in terms of making adequate accommodation, preparation and arrangements, and also feeding, please. We don't want what happened before to happen again, for people to say, oh, we've not fed since morning and all the rest of it. Very, very important. Everybody must endeavor to be in Victoria, Spain. Tell your national coordinator. National coordinators must please endeavor to inform our people in Victoria as to how many people they are expecting to attend from their respective zones and country. My dear brother, do you have that number again at hand so you can give it for people to call? Those of them wishing to attend, please. Do you have it?
Yeah, I will give another one also, the same number.
Go ahead.
Plus 34.
Yes.
632.
593.
610.
610. Repeat that number, please. For anybody wishing to attend, you must call, please, so that adequate accommodation and feeding arrangements can be made by our people on the ground. We are going to open our embassy on the 28th day of February. I will be there and we will run a town hall meeting. We'll broadcast live to the whole world from there. Please give us the number again, please, if you may.
Okay. Spain code is +34.
Yes.
Then 632 593 610. That is the number. My name is Mwachukwu Azubike.
Mwachukwu Azubike, thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That is for everybody wishing to attend. You now know the number to call. Please, that number must also be circulated extensively. That number must also be relayed to all national coordinators, some of them who could be working at this point in time and indisposed. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We are live, we are direct, and the whole world is listening.
Hello, my director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ani Joseph Emeka. I'm calling from Benin.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, but my director, I agree to you.
Thank you.
Director, I want to make our announcement of our meeting that we'll be holding on tomorrow. So I want using this medium to advise all the Biafran living in Benin City.
Yes, can you hear me? Have we lost him? We've lost him. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. What is your name?
Bethel.
My goodness. Bethel.
Si Bethel. Ijoma.
My goodness. Kakoma beke, Bikon. Ijoma. My goodness. Oh Lord. Ijoma, you're welcome to Radio Biafra. You are welcome to Radio Biafra.
God bless you, Biafra.
God bless you too. God bless you too. What other better blessing to get than from a Biafran child?
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. My goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? These kids, they're brilliant. I love them. The caller on the phone. Yes, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. My name is Ann Joseph Emeka. Like I said before, the network cut off.
It cut off. And the little girl came in. Wonderful. Wonderful. The parents should be very proud of her. Go ahead.
All right. I want to announce our meeting that we'll be holding on tomorrow. I'll use this medium to call upon all the Biafra in Benin City, a day as a whole, wherever you are. We are holding our meeting tomorrow. And the number to call, can contact you because I'm the PRO of Benin City here. Call my number 070-6510-5196. Again, I repeat, 070-6510-5196. If you call the number, our location will be given to you. So I urge all of you, wherever you are, part of Edo State, Benin City, try to be in meeting tomorrow. That's what I have to say this night to my director. And my director, I use this opportunity to thank Chukwu Abiam for giving you to us. You are a great thing that ever happened to the Igbo people. And Biafra is a whole story.
Yes.
Keep on keeping on, my director.
I will do so, as my able deputy will always say. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, my name is David Chinedu, calling from Benin.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
From Ogun and Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, I called to announce our meeting coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow, 31st of December 2015. 31st of January 2015.
Yes.
So, director, time is 5 p.m.
The time is 5 p.m., you said. Is it 5 p.m. on the 31st, which is tomorrow? Is that correct?
Yes.
No, sorry, next tomorrow.
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, director.
It's tomorrow, please. It is tomorrow. Tomorrow is it. I've lost track because I was awake up until 2:30. In fact, up until 4 a.m. this morning. So I've lost track of time. It's up. Tomorrow is the 31st of January 2015. Okay. That is when I have a meeting in Benin. Yes.
Director, to people, instead of people to come, that contact number to come, remain 0 0 7 5 9 0 2 2 2 5.
Thank you very much, and may Chukwa Biama bless each and every one of you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello to you as well. Your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name is Gift. I'm a Mifla. Director, how are you this evening?
Very well, thank you very much, and I hope all of you are doing very well as well.
Yes, we are doing very well. Director, I call to thank you very much for your good work. In fact, you are a good man. Director, God will bless you so much for Biafra.
And you too as well.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to make an announcement. I want to call on our people in Delta State, at Saba, Anioma to be precise. Those that are within Agbo Kwale, down here. I want to give them the number that they will call, because by next week we'll be having a meeting here. So I want to announce the number so that they will copy it. Because many have been asking the coordinator's number. I want to use this media now to give them the number so that they can call in. And the number is 081-68-58-5048. I repeat the number once again. 081-68-58-5048. They should call in, because by next week we'll be having our meeting here. Thank you so much, Director, and God bless you.
And God bless you. When you say our meeting here, where is that place? You say here.
Our meeting will be holding in Asaba by next week. Asaba is the capital. I want each and every one of them to call in so that I will give them the venue. I cannot announce the venue on air.
Okay, wonderful. That is very good. Thank you very, very much. And your number has been given out to them. Anybody in the Anioma area, all across that very side, please endeavor, make sure that you take down that very number and copy it down. Attend that meeting. It is very, very critical. This is Radio Biafra. Our Viber is also working. For those of you who don't know, our Viber is working, and that is +44 78 313 08 376. That is the number to get us on Viber. +44 78 313 08 376. The same number for Tango as well, please. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, and the caller on Viber, stay where you are. The caller on Viber, stay where you are.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is Joseph Chibweze Iroka calling from Madrid.
From Madrid,
the
thank
PRO
you
very
much.
The PRO of Madrid.
Madrid PRO, please go ahead.
Yeah, meeting that will be held on Sunday, which is the 1st of February. And we make it to be a special one to everybody who is listening from Madrid, or you have a brother or sister living in Madrid. So we want everybody that lives in Madrid that want this Biafra at hand to come to the meeting in Mostoles. It's not time again that we listen and we talk side by side. This is time for all of us to come together and work in unity to know where we stand. To those that always said, I'm behind you, I'm by your side, I'm this and that. A lot of us are listening to this radio, but we never want to come out. So we are using this opportunity now to announce to everybody that is in Madrid that want to belong to this group to come to this meeting we have a lot of us here in Madrid, but at the same time, we have the anti-Biafrans in Madrid, a lot of them. Some time ago, I engaged with one of them that said he's a secretary to the Oranese, and I asked him, what has Oranese done to your life? That is the only question one that I asked. He has nothing to answer. And the rest of them there asked him to answer this question first before they know what else to say. So I am using this opportunity to call on each and every one of us here. Please, please. 2014 is done. This is 2015. Can we remain like this forever? And we all listen to this radio. We all listen to what is happening. What are we waiting for? Is it a crime that you look for where your family is? Come, let us iron this thing to be out. If you have any question that you want to ask that will make you not to belong to this, come and ask it. If we don't answer you, then you have your reason to leave. And I'll call this number. Let me call the number so that any of them that want to come, call this number will direct you. This is our coordinator number, 631-595-690. I repeat, 631-595-690. It is when we stand in unity, we will now get what we want. Thank you, Director. May God, Chukwuma, may I bless you.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwuma Biama also bless you. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we must welcome you, because we are a global family all over the face of this very planet. I have a caller who happens to be on Skype. Your name and where you're calling us from will suffice for now. Please, you must proceed if you wish to address the whole world right now listening to Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. My name is Nnamdi Onwumeru. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
Vienna, Austria. I can announce to those of you in Austria that our brother has made it here safely and has made contact with me. And he is a brave, brave Biafran, and Chukwuma Biama will bless him. Ezebino is here. Ezebino is in Biafraland from Austria. He said something to me and he has done it, and I respect him for that. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chukwuma Biama. Yeah. Director, yeah, I come from a club in Anambra in Biafraland. Yeah. Director, I thank to Chukwuma Biama for the great work you are doing for the Biafrans. I want to use this opportunity to announce our family meeting, Biafrans in Vienna, Austria, coming tomorrow, Saturday, being 31st of January, 5 p.m. in a venue, Amering House, Stiftgasse 8, 7th District, Vienna. Direction: take U3 or U4, stop in Voss Theater. Take Straßenbahn, that is tram 49, going towards Hüttedorf, and stop in next stop, that is Stiftgasse. It's easy to locate there. So, and the number you can call to contact, in case if you want to call us to direct you, you can call 0688-64-63-5935. I repeat, 0688-64-63-5935. Another number you can call is 0688-97-37-053. I repeat, 0688-97-37-053. So I call you that you can call this number and we will direct you. And also, I want to also inform all Biafrans in Austria, Vienna, restrained secretary, but they don't want to come out to join the family to support even with their money off by ideas. I want to tell you that now is the time you have to come out. You don't need to be cheating yourself or deceiving yourself, because Biafrans is for everybody. It's for our children and children's children. So whether you come out, support or don't come out, Biafra will surely come. But it will be a great honor for you that, and to your children and children's children, that you are among the people that fight for the restoration of Biafra, because it's God's kingdom on this earth. So I'm telling you, you have to come out and join. No need of just hiding. And also Biafrans in Salzburg and the Rings, wherever you are in different parts of Austria, you Austria, I know most of you are listening. You have to take this chance now to call your Biafran family wherever you are, even if it's only you and your family, even if it's two or three, try to coordinate yourself and contact us by our email, Biafrans in Austria. We need to mobilize our people wherever you are. You need to come out and join out this thing. Nobody can tell you that you're a Biafran because you're a Biafran, except you are trying to deceive yourself. So I pray also to Chukwu Abiyama to touch each and every one of you to wake up that spirit, because I know that evil spirit is evil spirit that is deceiving you people. You are not doing it with your, it's evil spirit. You are possessed, most of you are possessed, but you don't know. But I pray for Chukwu Abiyama to break that yoke so that people can see and understand and wake up from your slumber. Director, I thank you, and I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will still continue leading you and supply you with a lot of wisdom to lead us to our promised land. Thank you very much, and thank all Biafrans. Thank you.
He said, thank you very much. Those of you in Austria are doing very well, and one of you is back home. And I respect you people for that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I hear you, Director. Sir, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Abinaka Akura calling from Obro. I don't know the reason why we are not listening to Radio Biafra in Obro here. I don't know.
Were you getting it before?
We are listening to it before. Even yesterday, we just... this thing just started talk small. Unfortunately, no reach 2 hours, it just went up.
Okay, but are you listening to it now? Are you listening now?
No, I'm not listening. I just decided to call this number.
I know that those of them, I know people are listening. Bright Chimezie, Chibweze, Chidebere. I need to know why Olu is not functioning. Does it mean that they don't have money for petrol, to put petrol in the generator, to start the generator, or what? What is the problem? What is the problem that people in and around that very area is not listening to Radio Biafra? What is wrong with our people? What is wrong with you people? What is the problem with I can't for the life. People, they claim they want their freedom. I thought money for petrol was provided to make sure we run our generators every evening. All of them. I can't say how many there are, but scattered all over the place. So what is the problem? Don't we have petrol to fuel the generators that we bought to run these things? What is the problem? I need answers this night and not tomorrow morning. I want anybody who can contact the Olu coordinator to tell me exactly why that very station is not on. I need to know why. And thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. That is the problem that we have. We cannot do everything ourselves. I cannot be in 12 places at the same time. Something as simple as putting petrol inside a generator and starting it, people cannot do. They look me in the face and they tell me that they are Biafrans. They tell me they are hardcore Biafrans, and you cannot start a generator. If the generator is broken, then you let us know. What on earth is going on that our stations have not been turned on? Ah, my goodness, man. I don't know. Anyway,
This is Radio Biafra, and this very gospel must continue. As I said earlier, we are on Viber as well. And I had somebody on Viber, but unfortunately they couldn't say anything and the line went off. I would love to, because I don't understand the reason why we have Viber here. And normally people will contact us via Viber. I don't know if it is because of the very system we are using to run it. It could be from there. I do not know. We are also on Tango, and the number for Tango happens to be... No, the number for Tango is separate. What am I talking about? Yes, of course it should be. The number for Tango is also +447831308376. Of course I'm correct. I am correct. That is the number for Tango and for Viber. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Daniel Ogechi Elum. I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Big Water Chapter.
Thank you very much.
And by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I'm the Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra State, Port Harcourt, Big Water Chapter. I heard from Okare Abomege in Onitsha local government area of state Biafra land. Director, I just tuned in now because my tune-in streaming has been disturbing. I just got you now and I decided to call.
So
Director, yes. Yeah, I want to thank you very much. So I want to congratulate you for your efforts, what you have been doing for us, the people of Biafra. I pray that Chukwu Abiyama, in his infinite mercy, goodness, kindness, will fill you with more wisdom, strength. Because not everybody can do this thing. Look at me. A mere man. Director, you are God, in fact. You are God sent. So I want to say thank you very much. Hello? Hello, am I there? Yes, Director, yeah. So most, I would say that people should be looking at you as maybe an ordinary person. They don't know who you are serving. It's the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama who has sent you. And I want to congratulate you for that. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. You are very kind, and for your kind words as well. Thank you very much. There is a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? Your name and where you're calling from.
This is Prince Mike calling from Mother.
Prince Mike, are you listening to Radio Biafra right now?
Yeah, I'm listening to it. 97.6.
Of course, it's 97.6. CHK 97.6 in Aba. Please go ahead. I don't know what is wrong with Olo that they have not turned on our station this evening. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Oh, they just wanted to hear their own voice. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you're calling from. You are live to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra.
I am Ben.
Ben. Hello. Who? Yeah, Ben. Yeah. Who? What is your surname?
Ben Okafor.
Ben Okafor. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Taraba State.
From Taraba. Please go ahead.
And first of all, thank you. And I appreciate you for the effort I had that you are making.
Thank you.
To achieve the aim of being sovereignty of Biafra. I had it from my friend and I appreciated it and collected the number. And first of all, let me introduce myself first. Last night I called and maybe you were sleeping. Hello.
What time was that? I was sleeping. What time was it?
It was around 10.
Around 10, no, I was struggling to rectify the system because the system wouldn't come on last night. And we tried and tried and tried, and eventually we did preach this very gospel. We did, and we finished around 2:30 a.m. So we came on air yesterday. We did, up onto the early hours of this very morning. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I appreciated you very much, and I was happy. Only that I don't know the procedure you are taking towards that achievement, because, you know, first of all, this is not issue of war any longer. It should be issue of tabling it to the National Assembly in Nigeria as a bill to look into the matter. And secondly, I don't know if the United Nations is aware of what you are pursuing.
Yes, they are aware. We've written to them. We've been to their meeting. They are very much aware. And our name is there also. So they are aware of what we are doing, yes.
Okay. About AU, African Union?
I did not go to AU. I did not, so no. I cannot tell, because I wouldn't go to AU. They are too corrupt. What am I going to AU to go and do? Who is AU? What have they done? Nothing before. We didn't go to AU. Some of the people said they did, and good luck to them.
Okay. What I'm trying to chip in is have you passed through National Assembly, Nigerian National Assembly, as a bill here from their voice that this is what you are pursuing as a bill?
Tell me one good person in the National Assembly, one person who is capable of tendering such a bill. Name one. He's laughing.
I cannot anyway.
That is where we are, Radio Biafra. You see,
we are rubbing minds.
Yeah, no, I accept what you're saying. What I was about to say is that what you have said is what should happen in a country without black people. In a civilized country without black African people, what you're saying works. But in a zoo where there are cages with monkeys, orangutans, baboons, apes everywhere, there is, you see, they want to confab. You know that thing that Jonathan called before, called confab. Let us see how we can be together. Let us do confab and restructure and real transformational agenda of the nonsense name of his synod. What needs to happen is that one clever person will stand up in the house and say, I want you to consider this very motion to let Biafra go. Any day you table that very motion, they will impeach you. They will send you away from the house. And the person who will engineer it will be somebody from your village. They will go and meet Awosa and say, let's remove him, and you'll be removed. And the silent majority will just keep quiet and be looking sheepishly. It's not your name, eh? My dear brother, what you're describing is what happens in civilized countries, please. Civilized countries, not in a zoo like Nigeria.
All right. Yes, you know, as you just hinted me of the whole thing is good. And that was what happened, what came to my mind. Because since we fought the thing through bloodshedding, and it couldn't work, I felt that now it should be through solidarity. Hello?
Solidarity with who? With Boko Haram?
With Boko Haram?
Yes, now. Let us do solidarity. So when I'm attending this solidarity meeting with Boko Haram, I will go with catapult. Or I will go with piece of paper and pen. How do you go to this meeting with them?
Sir, there's another suggestion. I don't know if Ohanaeze Zendigbo is aware of what you are pushing. What did they say?
My dear brother, it seems, I don't know. Ohanaeze. Which Ohanaeze? Is it Ohanaeze Group A or Group B? Do you know that Ohanaeze have divided into two? I'm asking you, do you know that?
You say Ohanaeze, we have only but one Ohanaeze.
No. There are two leaderships in Ohanaeze now. One is led by one, is it Obioha, whatever his name is. The other one is led by Gary Enwo Igariwe.
two people, two leadership. One is Ohaneze. Is it Ohaneze Rescue Mission Group? The other one is Real Ohaneze. Ohaneze have split into two. For your
that means that, are you trying to say that they are not united?
When was it that Igbo people were united before? Since 1983. When did Igbo people ever unite? Since 1983. Name one unity. As I said when this program started, when the apostles or the disciples went out to preach, they said, where two or three people are gathered, that the Spirit of the Lord is in their midst. Is that correct?
Yeah, you are correct. It's
where
like
two or three Igbo people are gathered, there is a potential three groups emerging later on.
But let me ask, sorry, sir.
Yes.
Is Jonathan aware of what you are pursuing?
We have also written to Jonathan, but Jonathan is not the right person to know anything because Jonathan, I don't know how to describe him. He is not just weak, but extremely imbecilic. Jonathan is not a good friend to have. He cannot do anything for you. A person to have as a friend is somebody who is decisive. Jonathan prevaricates. He is not decisive. He's not a leader. A leader makes very difficult decisions. Even decisions that can shake you, but you have made it. At least you made a decision rather than not making any at all. Jonathan called for a confab. Can I please ask you, what was the essence of the confab and what is the outcome of the confab, if I can ask you?
Now, I don't know, my brother. That's why I'm just trying to find out from certain things, because we that are here, it's not everything that we know.
Nugwawosa. I don't expect anybody in Ugwawosa to know anything, to be honest with you. You people are surrounded by Ndiawosa. What can somebody learn from looking at cattle every blessed day in an natural manner? What can you learn from them?
It's not so. It's not so. Let me tell you one thing. It is the same Ndiawosa you think we are with that ruled this country 40 good years plus. You forgot.
Because you let them. Because you are, yes, I'm here. Because
the same Ndiawosa that march upon our rights for number of years now, and we could do nothing. It is the same Ndiawosa that deprived the Igbos to being at least even once upon a time being a president of this nation. You don't take it like that. They are not like the way you think. Oh, let me tell you what I discovered with these people. The connection these people are making is vast than Igbo. So look at now.
I didn't touch him. Are you there? Hello? I did not touch him. I did not touch him. Can you hear me? Exactly. It's the zoo. That is the people we should negotiate with. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Godspower Victor. I am calling from Madrid.
Godspower Victor from Madrid. Are you part of the Biafran family in Madrid? I need to know.
No, I am a secret listener. But since I have been listening to this Radio Biafra, I am well devised to be know what is going on.
You want to come out now in the open?
Very, very well, my director.
We will welcome you to come out in the open. We have a Biafran family meeting in Madrid, in Spain, and we want you to be a part of it. But first of all, you will tell us your name and also where you come from in Biafra land.
My name is Godspower Victor. I am from Abia State, from Biafra land.
Which part of Abia State? I'm from Abia State as well. I'm from Isiama Foruku Ibeku. Where do you come from in Abia State?
I am from I came from Umeka side.
Umeka. Yes. I was in your village a few days ago. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, my director. My director, to be honest with you, no one like you in Biafra land, no one. You are the Moses of this, our generation.
You are
and
kind.
I thank you so much. I thank you so much because it's not easy. It's not easy thing to be sincere with you. It's not easy at all. You know, Igbo people, gossip, other things has been good for them. But
I don't blame them. I don't blame Igbo people, honestly. Sometimes I don't. You know, when you are so hopeless that an Awosa person who is moving cattle from place to place is your Lord and Savior. Now, when you can excuse them of many things. That is how low we have sunk. That is how irrelevant we have become. That in this day and age, Awosa. Oh, Chineke Merendi Ebele. Please go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
Very,
go ahead.
Very, very bad to our people. Our people don't even have shame. Look at in all countries, our people is there. What are they doing? Looking for money. But what you are looking for is in our land. Oh, may God help us.
You see,
my director, I thank you so much because it's not easy. I promise you, I will come out. Because we are tired of being in foreign land. I really want to come back to my father's land to know what is going on there. These Awosa people, Funane, carrying gun, carrying cattle, moving on the way, raping our girls, raping our mothers. No, no, no. The world is enough for the wise. My director, I add you on Facebook, but I don't know what happened, why you don't want to accept me. I don't know if because of what the baboons did in Spain.
Not that. What I did is that I don't collect before my Facebook friends was over. I had about 5,000 and with nearly, 800 waiting.
That was one of them.
Exactly. I don't believe in collecting cobwebs along the way. I need genuine people. The people that will tell you something in the morning, in the afternoon, it is the same in the evening. I don't need Igbo people. I need Biafrans. Because you know that even in Biafra, there is fake, there is real. I mean real hardcore Biafrans. They are the people I associate with. If you are one of them, then I will of course make an allowance. But if you are not, you cannot be my friend on Facebook. It's impossible. I tell people something.
I cannot be like such people. God forbid.
Thank you very much.
Inbox
me. If you inbox me, I will make an exception. If you inbox me and say you were the secret listener that came out in the open that wants to work for the restoration of her country, then of his country rather, then I will obviously try and make an exception in your case.
Thank you very much, my director.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
You too as well. May Chukwu Abiam be your guide. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are going crazy, but I have to defer to our sister, our chief finance officer, calling us all the way from Germany. I wonder if she can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Can I go ahead?
You may go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, director, for giving me the opportunity. Good evening, Biafrans, friends of Biafrans. Today is another day. Yesterday, director, many of us were listening to after 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you serious?
Even though we didn't. Yes, director, I was up and I called some few people. They said we were all listening. we were all listening. It's just that we did not call. We were all listening till 2:30 in the morning.
Wonderful. Okay. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achara, Chiowa, in Biafra land. Today, I'm going to go on to announce the payments, the monthly dues. And early next week, I'm going to remind people again, I'm still going to call on the Biafran Defense Fund. But before that, after my last announcement on the Biafran Defense Fund, I will say few people reacted. Sweden have paid. United Arab Emirates said they've sent their own money, and Japan as well, and more have promised that they are going to send in their own dues. I want to suggest that it is good that we all try and create more zones. We need more zones in each country. 3 or 4 or 5 zones in a country is not enough. Because the more zones we have, the more awareness we create, and the more funds we can realize from that. So it is necessary that every country try to have more zones, please. More evangelism is necessary in this our movement. It's very, very important. Now, I want to call out on the ones that paid for the month of January and those that did not pay. First of all, I start with Group A. The first group are groups that paid, and they are as follows. Australia, Angola, Austria, China, Czech Republic, Dubai or United Arab Emirates, Gabon, Greece, Indonesia, Israel, Japan, Morocco, Netherlands, Pakistan, Qatar, Sweden, Taiwan, and United States of America. These are the countries that paid full. Now, the second group. Here we have zones, but not all the zones paid. For example, in France, there are three zones. Only one zone paid. That is Le Havre. Two did not pay. Nancy, and the coordinator is Godwin Obonna. And Paris, the coordinator is Abuchi Eze. We need more zones in France because three zones is not enough. People should try and evangelize. You know, like in Germany or United Kingdom and even Italy, they have more zones. So we need more zones in each country. Three is not enough. Just not enough. Now, the next one is Germany. In Germany, the zones that are paid are Aachen, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Cologne, Mannheim, Munich, and Nuremberg. Frankfurt promised to pay, I hope, by early next week, but it is late. I've said that we all should try to pay for that very particular month. Not paying the month of January in February, because we all pay our rent for January in the month of January, not in February. Otherwise, our landlord will just change the key to our doors. Now, the ones that did not pay are Frankfurt. The coordinator is Remy Okpara. He called me when they had their last meeting and promised that they would pay. The other one is Osnabrück. The coordinator is Donatus Ezinwa. And the third is Stuttgart. Mazi Chineke, ma'am, they have not paid. They should endeavor. Mazi Patrick said that Stuttgart said they are going to pay. Let's hope they will pay. The other one is Ireland. In Ireland, there are five zones. Four paid. The ones that paid are Dublin, Cork, Limerick, and Waterford. And all these four zones, they are actually the same zone that have paid part of their defense fund. I didn't say full, part of their defense fund. Kerry, the zone Kerry have not paid for month of January, neither for the defense fund. And his name is Ugochukwu. That's all what I have. Now we go to Italy. In Italy, there are 11 zones. From what I have here, 9 have paid. The ones that have paid are as follows. Ancona, Padova, Ferrara, Rome, Palermo, Udine, Treviso, Verona, and Torino. They have paid. Two zones have not paid, namely Viterbo, and the coordinator is Matthew Mwabueze. Milano have not paid, and the coordinator is Daniel Chukwu. They should endeavor to pay because we are now entering the month of February. Fifth one is India. In India, they have 7 zones. Only 3 zones have paid. The ones that have paid are as follows. North Delhi, India, West Delhi, India, and South Delhi, India. They have paid. Guangzhou zone, they have not paid. The coordinator is Ikechukwu Osuji. Mumbai zone have not paid, and the coordinator is Anthony. Punjab have not paid, and the coordinator is Gift Rome. Bazua have not paid, and the coordinator is Joseph Chukwu Emeka. They have not paid. they should endeavor to pay, because we are now entering the month of February. Spain. In Spain, they have 5 zones. Only 2 have paid, as usual. The 2 are Malaga and Victoria. The 3 zones that have not paid are Bilbao. They have not paid for December, January. Madrid have not paid. Bilbao, the coordinator is Basel Ochue. And Madrid, the coordinator is Chinedu. Valencia, they have not paid. And the coordinator is Emmanuel Nebolisa. They have not paid. They should also endeavor to pay and try to increase their zones, because the more zones we have, the more awareness we create. Switzerland. Switzerland, there are 5 zones. 4 zones have paid. No, all of them have paid, including Geneva. They've all paid. Bern, Delemont, Geneva, Autun and Basel and Zurich. They have all paid. Now, United Kingdom. In United Kingdom, we have 8 zones. 7 have paid, namely London, Manchester, Sheffield, Nottingham, Birmingham and Wolverhampton. Milton Keynes have paid, and Scotland. We only have Leeds. And the coordinator's name is Benjamin Ndokoba. It would be nice if he can pay so that London will come up to the group that have paid. Now, these are the countries that have paid and the ones that the zones that are still remaining. Now, we go to countries that have not paid. Belgium have not paid, even though they have paid for their part of their defense fund, they have not paid the monthly dues. Since October, they are owing. The coordinator is Michael Andrew. And normally those that have not paid, I do call their national coordinator, because it's there that I hold responsible. Belgium, the national coordinator is Michael Andrew. Cambodia, they have not paid. The coordinator is Kingsley Chi. They have not paid for November. Hong Kong have not paid. Ikemenogo Godswin, they have not paid, but they paid defense fund. Malaysia have not paid. The national coordinator is Obilo Anthony. Norway, they have not paid. There, I don't have any national coordinator. It's only one name that I know. Russia, they have not paid since December. And the national coordinator is Agujiewe Mbajito. Neither defense fund. They have not paid. Russia is really a big disappointment, I must say. Taiwan have paid. Thailand have not paid. The national coordinator is called Excel. That's all what I have here. And also Turkey. Now, as you can see, the countries that have not paid, most of them have not even paid also for their defense fund. And I really don't know the explanation Russia will give each time they keep promising that they will pay. Maybe they are still having the meeting they said they have in November. They are still going on, so they have not paid. So maybe they need explanation. They need to explain to IPOB why these countries have not paid, and the zones that have not paid, then we have they need to explain to us the reason why, because it cannot continue like this. Also, the Biafran Defense Fund, just like our director said, all principal officers, like I said before, I have paid mine, in case you start asking, all principal officers must pay for their defense fund. No matter the post you have, no matter the name you are called, you must pay your defense fund. Because in Europe alone, we have over 68 national and zonal coordinators. I'm not talking of secretary. I say the whole of Europe alone, we have over 68 national and zonal coordinators. And not up to 1/3 of them have paid. Now, if you add those ones, now you go to Asia and then Middle East. We are more than 80. The principal officers, more than 80. Where are they? Where is the money? It's not here. But you are answering names. It cannot continue like that. You have to pay up. It's very, very disappointing. Next week again, I'm going to call on the coordinators, the countries that have not paid for their defense fund, because we need that money. We need it. Because our fathers, uncles, and brothers, they fought for the war. They fought in 67 to 70. We owe them that. So that we have to do something to restore their honor and dignity. So please, pay up that defense fund. No more coming on air to give us an idea or tell us, have we met Igbo Union? Have we been to House of Assembly? Have we been to African Union? All those questions. You sit down in your house, you be asking questions, laughing as if we are here joking. This is not a joking matter. We are here to restore Biafra, and that we must get. Whether you pay or not, we are going to get Biafra. Since you are delaying, when we restore Biafra, we give you our own condition, and there's no way you can escape it. Director, that's what I have for now. I'm not happy at all. Thank you very much.
Nobody is, and I'm about to make you even sadder this evening with the breaking news that has been just released by the BBC about what Buhari said. Igbos hate me because of Biafra war. Nobody knew that until we highlighted it here. That is the power of the media that people don't quite understand. These days, people can respond to what we are saying. They can respond to what we are doing. This is from BBC Awasa service. BBC Awasa, you know the British, they love Awasa so much. Major General Muhammadu Buhari has dropped the bombshell on the reason he has been losing election in Igbo land and parts of the zoo where Igbos are residing, stating that it is because he was involved in the Nigerian civil war. Nigeria did not fight a civil war. Nigeria was never a country agreed to by everybody. Gowon will always come up and cite USA. He said, I united my country the same way that Abraham Lincoln united his country. My dear Gowon and every Nigerian idiot. You people are not educated. That is the difficulty I have with most of them. United States of America, all the states signed up to a union in Philadelphia. They signed a piece of document saying they all pledged to be part of the United States of America. And then there was a break, and Abraham Lincoln decided to unite his country based on the Constitution and the fact that the Southern people, mostly whites from continental Europe, were dealing and selling people, black people. Abraham Lincoln did not want it. That was why they went to war on a moral question, morality. There was no time that those of them from the Union, we are killing people from the South, the Confederates. Never ever happened. The problem was that the South, we are dealing in human lives, in misery. And the North did not like it. They abolished slavery. And the South said, no, we must have and keep slaves. That is all. The reason why the Moses of our time, who is deemed Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku, declared Biafra was because you were killing Igbo people for no reason. You were killing Efik people, Ibibio. You were killing Anang. You were killing people from Biafra land in the northern part of the zoo for no reason. He had no choice than to take his people home. That's all he did. Nigeria was never a country before the white man came. It was the act of one little girl, petulant little girl, English girl, that the name Nigeria emerged. Nigerians, never so-called the baboons and the monkeys, never sat around the table before and signed anything, unlike the American people. Unlike Scotland, that stood down 300 years ago and signed the Holyrood Agreement, merging Scotland with England to form Great Britain or United Kingdom. Sometimes, please, black people, when you want to draw an inference or analogy, when you want to compare something, compare like with like. Buhari is saying they hate me because I fought a civil war. The war was not civil.
Biafran people never agreed to one Nigeria. Only one man did, Nnamdi Azikiwe, with the help of the British. He is not a representative of all the people and can never be. That is something you need to understand. That is something you need to know. You can lie, but now there is Radio Biafra. If you lie, we expose you for the lies. You came to where you killed our people. If you look very closely at the coat of arms of Biafra, for some of you who don't know, go and look at, in fact, the admin, Facebook admins we have. I want you to go and paste on Radio Biafra London on Facebook the coat of arms of the Republic of Biafra. And the world will see that what you have there is two giant cats. Ago, as the case may be, or Odum, no matter how you see it. You will see two cats, Ago, Abuo, on the coat of arms. And this man traveled to Aba. Listen to the irony. It's the irony I find very shocking. When I came across, I think somebody alluded to it, drew the analogy, I was shocked. This man went to Aba, and the idiot, the Igbo elder in Aba, called Ikonne, made him Ubuago. And if you go to the coat of arms of Biafra, there is Ago in it. Two big cats in it. And this man was crowned the killer of those cats, Ubuago. We cannot like Buhari. We cannot like what the British did to us. Everybody who conspired against Biafra, we can never like them. They will gang up against us this time around, but this time around they will fail because the world has moved on. The world has moved on. Well, we are very loyal to the British. We serve them in every way. We never, you know, hurt them. Nothing. We absorb their language more than any other people. We took their church, Anglican church, as well. Everything they asked us to do, we did. But they hate us. The British, they hate our gods. Why do they hate you? Because you're a child of God. Why do the British hate you so much? Because they know you are the light of the world. He hates you. They understand that without Biafra, black people, including Oprah Winfrey, including Obama, every black person will be in bondage forever and ever. It doesn't matter who you are. But if you give Biafra independence, then indeed the Messiah will come. That is what they are afraid of. But we don't give a damn. This time around, we are prepared to die. I'm in Biafra land, in case you're wondering, oh, they are in London, broadcasting. I am in the country of my ancestors. There was Biafra before Britain. Biafra existed before Britain. In fact, we are one of the only
Britain, they threatened Scotland until Scotland, they voted no to their independence. I mean, this was done democratically that they could disintegrate peacefully. Now, but this failed. Also in Ukraine today, it was the whole world, I mean, America, France, and some other superpowers, Britain, that encourage Ukraine that they will protect them in case when there is trouble. And today Russia is invading Ukraine, tearing Ukraine apart, and nobody is helping Ukraine. They are just playing politics about Ukraine, and the people of Ukraine are dying in their thousands, which is very, very unfair. Today, the Igbos and the entire Biafra people want to break away, and which is a very good move. But what are actually the preparation? Is it by dialogue or is it by war? And if it is by dialogue, please don't be offended. This is my first time of coming in contact with you. That's why I'm asking this question, because I believe this must have gone very far.
Is it by dialogue or by war? I would like to know, because the casualty of war, if it should happen, Nigeria is about 200 million people of today. And if it should happen that there's going to be war, women will suffer, children will suffer, trees and grass will suffer. And what will be our hope if we fail? And what is the real courage that you, our elites now, I can call you our elites or our leaders, what are the real things that gave you the courage to believe that this time the Republic of Biafra will stand and not fail?
Thank you very much.
This is my few questions, sir.
Thank you very much and for your questions. And I will start with the very last one before I go on to answer the rest and then to address some of the few inferences you drew in trying to build up a very compelling argument as to why we must pursue dialogue rather than war. What gave you the courage? What gave me the courage is that Chukwu Abiyama asked me to do this very work.
Okay.
What gave me the courage is that I don't want to be a slave. I'm better off dead than a slave. What gave me the courage is that evil is evil. What gave me the courage is that I know that there is no shared culture, no shared language, no common value system. What gave me the courage is that living in the same country with those that killed 6 million of my own type is an abomination before God in heaven. Somebody cannot come to your house and rape your mother and marry your sister and kill your father. And then you remain in good terms with that person. You are a very big fool. That is what Igbo people did, and that is why God is upset with us. I will come to that later. I have this conviction within me that Biafra will come or will all be dead anyway. You ask me how do we intend to pursue it? Is it dialogue or war? It is by war. Are we going to win? Yes. And you also alluded to the fact as to the conditions between 67 and 70 not prevailing now anymore. And I agree with you. Between 67 and 70, there was no Boko Haram. Between 67 to 70, people still had hope that somehow the zoo could emerge as a viable country. It has dawned on everybody that Nigeria is not a country. If Nigeria is a country, as I asked yesterday, why is it that refugees from Borno are fleeing to Niger Republic? Why didn't they come to Anambra or to Benue? Why are they running to Niger Republic? Because that is where those like them are resident. That's where they are. That's where they feel most comfortable. But you are in the same country with me. When you are in trouble, you run to Niger Republic. That is not a vote of confidence in the viability of that monstrosity, the Zoological Republic. You also alluded to the fact that war will cost lives, men will die, children will suffer. My dear brother, I agree with you. But that is life. Before you were born, do you know how many people died before you were born? As soon as one egg was fertilized, all those that gave birth to you, that gave rise to you as a human being, every other egg around you died so that you can survive. Sacrifice started from the stomach. I'm sure you're a Christian, is that correct? Are you listening? Is the caller listening from Germany? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I was asking you, are you a Christian?
I'm listening. I'm hearing you.
Okay. Are you a Christian?
Yes, of course.
Do you know that Jesus died for you according to Christian teaching? Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
How do you view his death? Did he not die on the cross that he may be free as sacrifice? Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Do you have anything against people sacrificing themselves for other people to live?
Not at all.
Thank you very much.
Good reason.
Thank you. Now, do you know the reason why black people were slaves in America for 250 years? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Do you know the reason why black people were successfully domesticated as animals in the farm for 250 years? Do you know why?
Yeah, I can say it's because of the myopic understanding of our ancestors.
No.
Who don't really understand.
No. It is because we value life recklessly. Does the Bible say that those that thing that you value too much be taken away? I don't know how it was said in the Bible. You see, black people think, don't know that it's honor even in death. The Japanese typify that very well. And that is why nobody conquered them. It is better for a Japanese to commit suicide than to witness shame and dishonor. Is that correct or not? And if you look at people that value honor over life, they are the ones who are free. Do you know that before they brought black people, that we are Red Indians, the Native Americans in America, do you know why they were not domesticated? It's because if you turn your back, a Native Indian will put a tomahawk inside your back. They will stab you and you will die.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? But black people, they valued life so much that they were prepared to be slaves for 250 years. The mistakes the early people made is the reason why today a white person can go to the streets of Los Angeles and shoot a black person dead and he will not even go to prison. So sometimes, my dear brother, war is always better. For this very Biafra will fight a war. I cannot give you our strategy live on the air. Just sit down, listen, and support us, and you see what will happen. We will burn this place down. If there is no Biafra, everything here will die. I swear to God in heaven, everything here will die. Because Biafra was on its own before British came. We were free people before the white man came here. The white man has no right to create Nigeria. No right whatsoever, because it's not God. Only Chukwu Abiama has the right to create a nation. Not a white man or a white girl, as the case may be. Therefore, and let me also let you understand this. In each country of the world, we have two people prepared to serve life imprisonment. Anywhere they run to, we'll find them and kill them there. For your information, this war is going to be different. This very war is going to be something the world has... Listen, we are Biafran people. We do things differently. We are not going to fight the same conventional rubbish that saw us decimated 6 million. No. This time around, we hunt our enemies down and kill them. Simple as that. People who will see what is going to happen. We will hunt them down, one after the other, and kill them. Wherever, if they like, let them run to the White House in America. We will hunt them down. That is why we need hardcore, dedicated Biafrans. Those that Chukwu Abiama gave birth to. That they may pursue Biafra and then get it. My dear brother, reflect and ponder over what you have heard. Go to radiobiafra.co, www.radiobiafra.co. Listen to our previous broadcast. Go and join a family meeting where you are. We are formidable in Germany. Go and join a family meeting. Bring your ideas, your viewpoints, your knowledge, your know-how. Bring your understanding to the table that we may collectively advance this very cause to set the children of God free from the shackles of iniquity and bondage called Nigeria.
Yeah, I am very, very grateful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program today. I wish I could have run it till tomorrow morning, but unfortunately, we can no longer continue. I thank all of you, despite all the difficulties, despite all these problems, in spite of all the attempts by the forces of darkness to derail a work, a project ordained in heaven, we came out stronger than ever. And this is Radio Biafra. I thank each and every one of you for listening. All of you, your contributions, you are fabulous. We learn from them, even those we disagree with. We also learn from some of the things that you have to say to us, because every blessed day we are learning. That is why we have remained at the cutting edge, at the forefront of this very effort. And that is why today only Radio Biafra IPOB has done something that nobody has ever done before. Bequeath Biafran people with an infrastructure that is long-lasting. Now we confront our enemies and they respond to us. We confront them every blessed day. We can no longer be taken for granted. It will no longer happen, because right across the face of this very earth, people are listening to us this very second, this very minute. People are listening to Radio Biafra. And that is why to us, Biafra is much more than a country that we are seeking to get. Biafra to you and to me must remain our religion, an ideology worthy to fight for, worthy to die for. Bear that in mind. Biafra is worthy to fight for and worthy to die for. So that our children will not be slaves. You must sacrifice something, that your children will not be slaves.
And those of you abroad, I feel sorry for you. If you have only one son, the way I do, only one child, and that child decides to step to the other side and marry Oyibo, your lineage is closed forever and ever. We don't want that to happen to us. We will bring our children home to this very land, to the sceptered land of Biafra, that in the end, Chukwu Abiamah will receive every praise. And therefore, we must continue to worship Chukwu Abiamah here. On Radio Biafra is where we worship. Why do we do it that way? Because Chukwu Abiamah is God. Only Him is God. Nobody else. Nothing else. I don't bow before anything else. Chukwu Abiamah said to me, do not bow before regardless of what, never bow before anything else. Because I am the Lord your God. I created you. Nobody did. I did. Therefore, you will not bow before anything else. On top of that, I'm a jealous God as well. We understand that here. And we abide by it. That is why to us, not only will Biafra remain our religion, we will continue to worship here because Chukwu Abiamah is God. And that very fact is what assures me that Biafra will come. We are the only people to put Chukwu Abiamah at the center of everything that we do. Why do you think we are successful? Why? Because somebody called me one day and said to me, oh, at last you people got the key. And I said to him, what I thought, he said, at last you recognize that Chukwu Abiamah is God. Because of that, Biafra will come under your watch. That's what he said to me. I don't know who he is. And because Chukwu Abiamah is our God, He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families, but more importantly, something is more important than you and I, and worthy to die for. That thing is called Biafra. Chukwu Abiamah will bless Biafra. I thank each and every one of you very much. And from me, from here, this very day, it is simply good evening.
We shall always remember.